Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Vice President Vance is preparing to travel to Pakistan as he leads the American delegation to peace talks with Iran this weekend.
The Vice President, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner are heading to Pakistan for Saturday's talks aimed at finding a permanent end to the war. The round of negotiations comes just a few days after an announced ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran, although disputes over Lebanon and the Strait of Hormuz have threatened to derail the 14-day truce. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's military shot down Iranian-designed drones in multiple Mideast countries during the war. He describes it as part of a broad effort to help partners defeat the very same weapons used by Russia in Ukraine. A smear campaign. First Lady Melania Trump says she's the victim of one, focusing on the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims.
The First Lady holding a White House news conference to set the record straight. A Central California sheriff's deputy is dead along with the suspect following an ambush and hours-long standoff in Tulare County. Police say the suspect opened fire on officers when they showed up to serve an eviction notice. When he fired on a police vehicle, he was struck and killed. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 53 points. NASDAQ futures off 8. S&P futures down 4 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You bought an RV, and you got an automatic discount from Progressive by bundling it with your home or auto insurance. That's great, but a serious word of warning every RVer should heed. You don't need to talk about things like dry weight or dump stations. And you don't need one of those expensive water filter straws either. Because the most extreme thing most RVers encounter is a campsite without hookups. So just enjoy yourself and Progressive's automatic discount when you bundle your RV, boat, or motorcycle with your home or auto insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Now in movie theaters from Sight and Sound Films.
George Whitfield has arrived to awaken the colonies.
One man was led by faith. The other was a man of reason.
I am just the lightning rod. And who is the saucepan?
In movie theaters nationwide, an unlikely friendship shaped a nation.
One candle illuminates a thousand.
A great awakening. Now playing in theaters. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like we have a situation on the BW Parkway in Prince George's County. They're saying it's a police investigation, and it's in the area between Greenbelt Road and Powder Mill Road, primarily on the northbound side, but with all the flashing lights, southbound can see it. So if you're traveling between Powder Mill Road and Greenbelt Road on the parkway, that's the reason for the problem. Right now, it looks like northbound only has one lane open to the left, and we do have delays in that area. So we'll keep an eye on that. But already this morning, at least a 10 and maybe a 15-minute delay through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny again today and a little milder, actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
43 degrees in White Marsh, 41 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Lawmakers in the Maryland House and Senate have passed a measure that would prohibit the manufacture, sale, and transfer of certain machine gun convertible pistols starting on January 1st. The bill now heads to Governor Moore, and if he signs it, the law will take effect on October 1st. Those found in violation of the law could face misdemeanor penalties that include up to 3 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. And a Howard County police officer suffered minor injury injuries after a rollover crash on southbound Route 29. The single vehicle accident happened at around 2 p.m. just past the Route 175 exit when the officer lost control of his vehicle to avoid a car that changed lanes in front of them. The officer's vehicle ended up in the median where it overturned. The officer was taken to shock trauma for treatment and has since been released. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 110, the pick 4, 3264. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Near perfect weather conditions at Augusta National yesterday as the 90th edition of the Masters Tournament teed off, and defending champ Rory McIlroy took full advantage, a 5-under par 67, placing him in a tie for the lead with Sam Burns. It was McIlroy, and if there was any difference in his mental outlook coming in as defending champ.
And for the past, 17 years, I just could not wait for the tournament to start, and this year I wouldn't care if the tournament never started. So that's sort of the difference.
Absolutely. Jason Day and Patrick Reed are 2 back at 3-under. Two-time champ Scottie Scheffler finished 3 back at 2-under. The Birds off yesterday. They're back at it tonight against the Giants for a 7:15 first pitch. A lot of fans jumping off the team's bandwagon at 3-6. Team now 6-6, though. Trevor Rogers has been through this before.
We know what type of team this team can be. Everyone in this clubhouse has that belief, and I mean, we're, 11 games in, something like that, and yeah, we got off to a slow start, but every guy still has a belief. We all know what this team can look like, what this team can be.
Shane Baz takes the ball tonight for Baltimore, looking for his first win of the season. Coming up in 30 minutes, what the Ravens players are thinking about Declan Doyle's new offense. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning to you. We are back. Casey and Company on a Friday free-for-all. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Friday, April the 10th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, Maryland paint buyers fume over the new fee. Get it? Fume. Maggie heard the word fume and her ears perked up. Coming up, more DHS and DJS failures on juvenile delinquents. Top story here today is those swampy establishment deep state rhino Republicans are at it again. This time it's the something called the Dignity Act. We said we did it the other day. The actual language of the bill is dignitad. A little Spanish lingo for you there in Fells Point. And it is the Dignity Act. And Congresswoman Maria Salazar, along with many other rhinos, there's about a dozen or more rhinos, are sponsoring this bill. Here's what they say it should do.
We give them dignity. At some point in the future, another legislator will write another law to give them paths to citizenship. Right now, what we need to do is to buy peace for these people, allow them to stay, to continue working, because they are needed. You see, it's what I'm trying to do is to bring some common sense, which is the least common of all senses, to this conversation. The economy needs them. They do not have a criminal record. They have not gone into trouble. They have been here for a long time. They have roots in the country. Let them stay. Don't give them any type of federal programs. And allow them to pay taxes, help the Social Security Fund, and let them stay and contribute with the economy with no criminal record. What is wrong with that? We need them.
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. Number one, we already have a legal process for that. Those are called H-1B visas and other things. If you need crab pickers or crop duster, whatever you need, there is a immigration program that you can apply for. And they come in legally and they have their paperwork.
Yeah, they are criminal records. They came in illegally. What is that all about?
Well, that is a misdemeanor. If you come into the country, you break into the country, it's a misdemeanor. However, if you commit a crime when you're here, that's a felony. Now, if you are deported and you come back in, that's a felony as well. So, but this is again, you got Salazar, you got Michael Lawler, a great exchange with Laura Ingraham with him the other night. These are the same. Look at these names. These are the same people that resist Trump at every step of the way. They're the ones that voted to impeach Trump, etc. Congressman Brandon Gill saying this really is not just a mass amnesty bill, but it's much worse.
This isn't just an amnesty bill. It's far worse. This is just a straight up mass migration bill.
Yeah. So bring them all in, and there's a provision in this bill that would allow all the illegal aliens deported under President Trump since 2017 would be allowed back into the United States. And 19 Republicans are signing off on this thing. And Gill says this is, again, not what we voted for.
We got a mandate. We got a trifecta from voters in order to deport illegal aliens, to secure the border. That's why they gave the president the popular vote. So to turn around and tell voters, you know what, you asked for mass deportations, we're going to give you amnesty and worse, is an absolute, it's an unforgivable political betrayal.
Yeah, meanwhile, conservatives on X, who can't really find much to agree on lately on anything, did find they were united in their disdain and disgust for Salazar's amnesty bill. And again, in July of 25, she tried in vain to guilt President Trump into supporting her proposal. But now, of course, we find out that data analyst Jenica Pounds, who goes by Data Republican on X, expressed disbelief that Salazar tried to justify her amnesty nonsense. She wrote, really, you got schooled in the true institutional meaning of dignity, and you're doubling down on it. The fact is that we had angel moms and dads yesterday in the White House for the Voice program. I think it's victims of immigration, criminal, whatever. We'll get what the acronym means. But they had all these angel moms and dads. And they were all, their children were all either killed, maimed by illegal aliens. And we don't want any more of these illegal aliens in the country. The ones who want to come here legally, we welcome with open arms.
Yeah, that's how we all...
But the ones who want to break our laws...
Out.
And run around and kill us through drunk driving and so on and so forth. We have a father, Maryland father now, killed by an illegal alien truck driver here just the last week or so. We'll get to that a little later on this morning. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so there's a big deal here on the BW Parkway. The first information came in, said there's a tractor trailer stopped on the roadway northbound between Greenbelt Road and Powder Mill Road. Then they came back and said there was a medic unit there, and now they're calling it police activity. So we don't know what they're investigating, but it's created havoc right now. Northbound, very limited lanes there. They're trying to get two lanes by, but you have equipment on the right side. You have a police car in the left median lane, and the southbound side can see all of this in the dark. So they're looking at it. So both sides of the parkway between Powder Mill Road and Greenbelt Road, that's just above the Capitol Beltway, having delays and a number of police cars in that area. By comparison, everybody else, good shape. Beltway looks good. JFX is light. Right now we're clear. Under 5 minutes right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Shh, don't say that too loud. Everything's clear. No. Could you jinx yourself? Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and milder today. Low 70s, finally. Spring is back.
Yeah, but how long is it going to last?
We'll find out here. Low 50s, rain showers possible overnight, but it'll be drying out by tomorrow morning. Sunny again tomorrow, upper 60s, and sunny and near 70 on Sunday. So maybe it's here for good.
The same time.
Yeah. Right now, it's 41 in Columbia, 42 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. The U.S. Secretary of Health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is launching his own podcast. Yeah. He's calling it the Maharaji. Be a good name for it. Mm-hmm. CNN has apologized for mistakenly airing a memorial segment dedicated to Michael J. Fox.
That's nice.
One problem is, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's kind of jammed.
CNN executives wanted to jump in their DeLorean and go back in time. You know?
For real.
DOJ is investigating the NFL over the high cost of viewing games. You know, that streaming stuff and everything else.
They send you over to streaming, and you can't get the games unless you do that.
Right. And then you got to pay for it.
You pay for it.
Yeah. And then it's a double whammy if you're either a Cleveland Browns or New York Jets fan. American Airlines.
At that point.
Yeah, American Airlines become the latest U.S. airline to raise their checked bag fees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that would make it more expensive if they were flying through the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. government announced that men turning 18 years of age will soon be automatically registered for the draft.
Ooh.
These are guys that are used to playing Call of Duty, but I think it's a different one.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, this time around. Melania held a press conference yesterday. We'll have more in-depth coverage later on the show. Denouncing and denying the fake news, the false smears, any connection whatsoever to Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Gates is going, why didn't I think of that? Augusta National does not allow patrons or fans to have cell phones on the course to keep them from constantly shooting video. Tiger Woods wish they had the same thing with body cam for police, that's for sure. Did you see the meme that was running on X yesterday with a SUV careening at Augusta National?
Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah. Tiger just arrived.
Yeah, they did. Speaking of the Masters.
Welcome back to another day at the Masters. Men holding clubs. Whacking at something small on the ground. Modern-day cavemen. Some hairy, some shaven. But all at the Masters.
That's just Tom Levin.
On CBS.
Which one is he?
He's the hairy one.
He's the hairy one. That's what I thought.
The big nasty one.
The big caveman with the big stick smacking a little ball. So what'd you think first round?
Well, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
You know, McIlroy played well. When I first saw him earlier in the day, he wasn't doing very well. And then I looked again. I thought, oh, my God, now he's up to 5-under. That's good.
Who's still in there? Is Scheffler up there?
He's up there about second or third place, yeah.
Okay.
All the big names. First day did very well.
All right. So, again, we'll see what happens. The second round today, what time do they tee off?
They'll be teeing off as soon as it gets light, about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
First group, anyway.
All right. Exactly. You don't think
I saw Jack Nicklaus yesterday. He also almost decapitated a guy.
How about Gary Player?
Gary Player, 90 years old.
90 years old. Did you see that the putt he sank? Birdie putt?
Yeah.
Wow. That's just incredible.
But Nicklaus had carpal tunnel surgery about 6 weeks ago, so he couldn't clip the club.
Right.
So he was worried about he was going to hit somebody. Well, he hit the ceremonial shot, and he duck-hooked it and almost took somebody's head off.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said, I really apologize. He said, I was hoping I wasn't going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, it's hard to hold the club with that carpal tunnel syndrome. That's, that's
and he's
sure.
86.
Yeah.
Tom Watson was there, and he's 77, I think.
Yeah. 56-year-old Hunter Biden has now challenged a couple of the Trump boys to a cage fight.
Okay, guys. Hunter Biden here. I just got a call from Andrew Callahan. He asked me to come out on the Channel 5 Carnival Tour at the end of the month. I think we start in Phoenix, and then we go to San Diego, and we end in Albuquerque. And I think he's trying to organize a cage match me versus Eric and Don Jr. I told him I'd do it 100% in if he can pull it off. And if he can't, I'm still coming. And I think he's got a lot of other surprises up his sleeve. A lot of fun. And I hope I can see you guys out there. You can get tickets online right now. And I'll see you out on tour.
Hunter, who do you think wins that cage match? Let's first take Hunter Biden versus Don Jr. Who do you think wins that one?
Don Jr. is nimble.
Okay.
He's quick.
All right. You know this? How?
Because he looks it. He looks quick and nimble, I tell you. Hunter's
so
going to be cracked
he'd be
up.
Beating up everybody.
He'll just run around the cage and climb it like a spider monkey.
I don't have much hope for a crackhead and goofball like that.
And he's starting to sound kind of like his daddy. I've noticed in his... The way he speaks like his pops.
Well, according to the Daily Mail, he's living abroad and $17 million in debt and can't even afford to pay his lawyer. So he's got to come up with these kinds of stunts.
I think they ought to put his daddy in the cage with Don
exactly.
Jr. I think that'd be interesting. Yeah, like the match of the ghouls. Groovy ghoulies.
I would give it about 5 seconds, so I think Eric Trump will just will knock him out in seconds.
I think another good one would be Chester Copperpot. And Shifty Schiff.
Oh, yeah. Shifty Schiff. We're watching the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. They're out any day now with a report on Shifty Schiff, which might be very, very explosive. So we'll see. All right, Chuck.
Adam Schiff would probably like to get in there and get a little grappling going, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Him and the gay Ayatollah.
You can grab Jerry Nadler around the waist.
Oh. You know who's running for Nadler's seat?
That's a big seat.
Yes, well, it used to be a big seat.
One too, Perk.
George Conway. Yeah. Kimberly,
Kellyanne?
Kellyanne. Kellyanne's ex-husband.
Not Casey, yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Get that fat ass out of there.
But also, JFK's grandson is running, Jack Schlossberg.
Oh, Schlossberg
is
running.
So there's open seat. You know, like when someone retires after a long time, it's an open field. Right. So it's interesting. And then there's a Bloomberg back in. It's an interesting race to watch.
Our loser of the week. We'll have that coming up a little later on this morning. All right, Chuck, see you in just about a minute or so. 6:22, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Hey, Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
Hey, you guys, listen up.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast. If you missed it, here's your chance. The second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be hosting a live, unscripted fireside conversation with a special guest. No script, no spin. Just a straight conversation about what is really happening right now. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com, and I will see you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
We were thinking about inviting Chuck to the Pints and Politics event, but then we'd have to call it Half Pints and Politics.
That's nice.
And here, speaking of Chuck, once again, an update on Friday morning.
You couldn't have enough liquor to satisfy me. I'd be sitting there just listening. What's he saying? The situation on the VW Parkway, you can see now that it is a truck involved northbound on the parkway between Powder Mill Road and Greenbelt Road. Again, it started out as a broken down vehicle in the roadway, then it went to a medic call, then it went to police activity. So right now, it looks they've kind of settled down. All the police cars are pretty much gone, but there is a state highway truck there, and they're kind of crowding the right lane. And, of course, the parkway is only two lanes, so one lane getting by to the left,
And with all the flashing lights, they're slowing down. The southbound side can see it. So we have delays of at least 10 minutes on both sides of the parkway in that area in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitick with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, milder today, low 70s, and right now we're clear, 45 in Annapolis, 41 in Ellicott City. We're talking about the Dirty Rhinos, including Mike Lawler, Maria Salazar, thought they could pass amnesty while President Trump and the rest of the country focused and distracted on the military combat operations involving Iran. These are never Trump, dirty Republican rhinos from South Florida. I can't read you the names. Salazar, Michael Lawler, David Valadao, California, Dan Newhouse, again, Washington, all voted to impeach. I'm a little surprised. Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania, Brian Fitzpatrick, he's married to Jackie Heinrich of Fox News, FYI, Republican of Pennsylvania, Gabe Evans of Colorado, Marlon Stutzman of Indiana, Don Bacon, he's a thorn in the side of President Trump, Nebraska, Young Kim, Republican California, Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida, James Baird, Indiana, Lloyd Smucker, Pennsylvania, Kimberly King-Hines at large, Northern Mariana Islands, Delegate to James Moylan of Guam, Monica De La Cruz, Texas, Nick LaLota, New York, Neil Dunn, Florida, Jennifer Kiggins, Virginia, Zachary Nunn of Iowa. Those are the 19 Republicans that would allow illegal aliens deported under President Trump since 2017 to return to the United States. These rhinos are complete trash and need to be taken out. Figuratively, not literally. One of those, Mike Lawler, appeared on with Laura Ingraham. There's a name from the past just the other night on Fox News.
You have to be in the country for more than 5 years. You cannot have committed a crime. You cannot collect government benefits.
Okay, that's false.
You have to pay
false.
A fine.
False.
You must
false.
Pay back
false.
Taxes.
Congressman.
Is that false, Laura?
Yeah, well, they got into it pretty heavy, and she pushed back hard. And again, these people come from districts that are rhino districts, and that's how they get elected. But, of course, you look at it, and we have a program, as I said, to allow people to apply for immigrant visas to come in and find work here in the United States. And that is, people still think we should cut down on that as well. That means more jobs for Americans that are looking for work. Here right now, again, this is, we saw it before. This is what they do. These are Chamber of Commerce Republicans. They basically lied to President Reagan during his administration and said, there's only maybe 3 million total illegal aliens in the country. That was back in, 87, if I remember correctly. And then from we find out, it was a lot more than just 3 million. 3 million turned into 30 million. We may have upwards of now 45 to 50 million based on open borders at Joe Biden and the Reconquistas and so Alejandro Mayorkas and the rest of the crowd that just looked the other way, kept telling us the border was secure, and yet we have all these illegals in the country. And we saw the the end result of that yesterday at the White House, where the victims of criminal or victims of immigration and criminal immigration were came in. It's called Voice. I can't remember what the acronym is. I'll find that and get that later on. But there was all sorts of women and husbands and fathers. And by the way, an adult illegal alien who groped over a dozen girls in between their legs at Fairfax Virginia High School was found guilty on 9 assault charges yesterday. Imagine having your daughter go to this school and having this sick, creepo pervert sexually assault and grope your child or grandchild. This is what is being allowed in to this country. Israel Flores Ortiz is 18 and is only in the 11th grade. He turns 19 soon. Why did authorities allow a 19-year-old man who was in this country illegally to sexually assault minor teen girls in hallways at a school for several months? It wasn't as if they had been reporting this for months. It just didn't happen. One mother told Channel 7 down in D.C., there's a group of about 12 individuals that have reported this assault, and they finally got them. Only after the parents got involved at great you know, it just, can you imagine? I can't, not for a second. Audiology Associates are there for you. If you need them, you should have your hearing checked, whether you're having some earwax problem or some other kind of hearing issue. It's better to get checked out sooner rather than later. And they've got over 10 locations to serve you. Dr. Melissa Sagev and her wonderful team at Audiology Associates throughout the area take a gentle, empathetic approach to all your hearing issues. And we do know that hearing loss can lead to other problems, social isolation, even dementia later in life. So get that benchmark hearing test. You know, do it now. And or if you're having some hearing issues, call for your appointment, 410-944-3100, or you can go online at AAIAudiology.com. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The news is brought to you by Audiology Associates. A convicted sex offender who escaped from Baltimore police custody has been arrested. Police located 63-year-old Alan Johnson at his home Thursday after he managed to remove his handcuffs at the sex offender registry office on Tuesday morning and fled the building. Johnson was convicted on a third-degree sex offense in St. Mary's County back in 2016 and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He's now charged with escaping from police custody and failing to register as a sex offender. Attorney General Anthony Brown has announced that Maryland has reached a $2.2 million settlement with a tower painting contractor that allowed lead paint debris to fall into Baltimore neighborhoods. Skyline Tower Painting was hired to repaint the TV Hill broadcast tower, and it improperly chipped, scraped, and pressure washed lead paint from the tower without any containment. The lead chips fell into communities, parks, and storm drains around the tower site. Skyline and its president pleaded guilty to violating environmental laws in December 2025. And Fox 45 reports that a privately operated youth treatment and foster home facility in rural Carroll County is facing renewed scrutiny after repeated emergency calls, violent incidents, and growing concerns from local law enforcement over whether the state's current model is failing some of Maryland's most vulnerable children. Silver Oak Academy, a staff-secured residential treatment campus that does not use fencing, locks, or restraints in Kemar, has generated more than 100 calls for service since January 2025, according to public records. Frustration over repeat juvenile offenders and the effectiveness of ankle monitoring is fueling a growing rift between Baltimore's top law enforcement leader and the Maryland Department of Juvenile Services, with both sides publicly defending their approach. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Spring is here, and it's time to get moving, exploring, and enjoying whatever activity awaits you this season. But if stiff, achy joints are holding you back, loosen up. Glyco Plus is your ultimate joint health companion. It's an advanced blend formulated specifically by Rescue Natural Supplements to help keep your joints flexible and moving comfortably. And right now, listeners can buy one, get one free with the code RELIEF. Powered by patented collagen and a research-backed green-lipped muscle complex, Glyco Plus supports healthy cartilage and actually helps to cushion joints for smoother movement and reduce stiffness, promoting better overall mobility you'll notice over time. Just go to res-q.com, use the code RELIEF to buy one bottle of Glyco Plus, get one free, or call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Start embracing an active life with comfort today. Shop Glyco Plus at res-q.com with the code R-E-L-I-E-F and do it today.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a wreck in the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. If you're coming up from Ritchie Highway, I-97 to Poteet Street, the K-Trust Bridge, and then at Child Street on the northbound side, that's the reason for the brake lights going into the tunnel northbound. It looks like the lanes are moving again and some traffic is coming out on the north side. But we're backed up right now beyond the Steel Bridge with the maybe in that area around a 10-minute delay northbound from Poteet Street, and that's 895 northbound. Big delays, police activity, and an investigation. Tractor trailer is involved, and we're slowing on the VW Parkway, both north and southbound between Greenbelt Road and Powder Mill Road in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny again today and a little milder actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds are back home tonight to start a six-game homestand. The Giants are in for three, beginning at 7:15. Diamondbacks follow next week. Shane Boz will make his third start tonight, opposite Landon Roop for the Giants. Manager Albanez was asked after the White Sox series if he was happy where his team stands right now at 6-6.
I've been happy since the start of the season. You know, it's a long season. It's a marathon. There's going to be ups and downs. You know, no need to panic after a tough series in Pittsburgh.
Elsewhere in baseball, a near no-hitter last night in New York.
Here is one, and unfortunately it sneaks through, and that will be the first hit of the ball game. Ben Rice breaking up the no-hitter from Jeffrey Springs.
Brittany Kavner had the call on NBC Sports California. Rice's single through the right side with one out in the seventh was the lone Yankee hit of the day as three A's pitchers blanked the Yanks, 1-0 the final in New York. A lot of E-words being thrown around by Ravens players as they describe new offensive coordinator Declan Doyle's offense. Here's Mark Andrews' take first.
Very exciting. You know, it's, I think, you know, just looking at the offenses in the past, it's going to be fun. We're going to be electric, and I'm excited to get into this and make this offense our own.
All right, so far we have exciting and electric. Jay Flowers chiming in.
I'm thinking the same thing, explosive.
Explosive
plays, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to play in.
So if you're keeping score, that's exciting, electric, and explosive for Declan Doyle. Defending champion Rory McIlroy opened the 2026 Masters with a 5-under 67. Sharing the clubhouse lead with Sam Burns after round one. Scottie Scheffler three back at 2-under. Only five golfers in Masters history have led after the first round and gone on to win the tournament, including Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and Raymond Floyd. The last one to do it was Jordan Spieth in 2015. And finally, here's something you don't hear every day. A mea culpa from a sports radio host saying that he was actually wrong.
Oh my God, Joel Embiid has appendicitis after I pretty much said he was faking it during my show today. And I feel like a real, real idiot.
That's 97.5, the Fanatic midday host, John Marks, calling out Sixer center Joel Embiid for another injury. But you can't really blame him, though. Over the last three seasons, Embiid has played in only 96 games out of a possible 243. The time now is 6:30. It sounds like Tyler O'Neill. Time now is 6:37 when we return the real story at Augusta.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, Bailey caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
So the weather was beautiful down at Augusta yesterday.
Oh, gorgeous.
Spring was in the air, yeah. All that great stuff. The greens were gorgeous. The real story at Augusta, it's not Rory McIlroy, it's not Scottie Scheffler, it's the food prices.
Oh, really?
Are you aware of
no,
food prices?
No, I have not heard this.
All right, so the food prices, they keep them low.
Right.
Okay, now the tickets aren't cheap, okay?
Right,
but
yeah.
Sandwiches range from $1.50 to $3.
Wow.
That's it. Muffins are priced at $2.50. Okay, you can get a water for $1.50, not $8, okay?
That's cookies, amazing.
Cookies and chips are $1.50. They had a Georgia peach ice cream sandwich for $3,
yeah.
Okay?
So what are tickets, like $1,000 or
well,
something?
No, actually, the face value is not bad. The practice rounds, I think, are $1.25. The full day event is $165.
That's
now,
not bad.
Not bad at all. I mean, and that is a full day.
Yeah.
Now, if you go out onto the aftermarket, now you're talking, I was reading a four-day badge, so you can get badges, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a four-day badge for the tournament on the open market, $20,000.
Wow, that is
and that's just to get in.
Yeah.
That's not the airfare. That's not the hotel. That's nothing like that. And then single-round tickets are $6,000 on the open market.
Mm.
So, but if you can get one, face value, you're good, and then the food's cheap, and you got a full day. And
so how many tickets are available for people to go that want to go? I mean, I know members probably get first dibs.
Yeah, members get first. You know what? That's a good question. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
I got to find that out. But members do get first dibs.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
So anyway, food price. Why can't stadiums do that?
I know. Well, then you'd have your ticket prices would be going through the roof. That's why.
It's either one or the
it
other.
It is. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Ongoing issues here in the state of Maryland on the Department of Human Services and the Department of Juvenile Services, and now they've combined. They have this private-run facility out in Kamar, Carroll County, Maryland. This is a privately operated youth treatment and foster home facility. They say it's a foster home, but it is supervised by both DHS and DJS, so I'm wondering if it's a combination of foster kids and juvenile kids that are, again, this is an alternative environment treatment facility. We don't know how much money they get from this, but here is typically they've had a lot of problems over the years at Silver Oak Academy in Carroll County. Riots and violence and all sorts of problems. They've had more than 100 calls for service to 911 since January of last year, according to public records. Here's just one of them.
Carroll County 911, what is the address of the emergency?
999 Cross Mill Road.
Okay, is this Silver Oak?
Yep.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
I have youth that are overtaking the campus. They have rocks. They're breaking windows. I've had a youth spray a fire extinguisher in a staff space, and we are not able to manage it.
We've had riots out there where we've had multiple units respond to take over the facility and have multiple arrests.
And a youth had broke a leg off of a table coming after staff.
Yeah, that's, again, 911 call along with Sheriff Jim DeWeese of Carroll County. 35 incident reports resulting from those calls. Arson, destruction of property, assaults, escapes of at-risk juveniles, and car thefts as well. And the person that oversees this facility, her name is Dana Rexrod. She says it's a different kind of campus at the Silver Oak Academy.
So an open campus can sometimes be referred to as a staff secure campus. We don't have locks on our doors. We have, you know, standard bedrooms. They move freely with direct supervision around the campus.
There aren't a ton of students out there, but the students that are there, when they do decide to act up, cause an awful lot of problems.
And there's been an awful lot of problems at Silver Oak. It was out there for a while, then they shut it down in late 2024. So it's had a cycle of failed relaunches and abrupt closures based on these kinds of behaviors. I don't know, like some of the Utes setting fires on the property.
Go, run. We have three youths setting things on fire at our campus. Yeah, I mean, they have a lighter, and they've been throwing things at staff, books that are on fire, trying to assault staff.
They lit it up again, and then they threw a flaming book at me.
Hey, are you or anyone else in danger right now?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, all of them. All of them are in danger, but the supervisor there, Dana Rexrod, disagrees with Sheriff DeWeese on some of these incidents and what's going on at the facility.
Our understanding is that had been going on for quite some time, and it was about 50, 55 minutes later that they finally decided it was so much out of control that they needed to pick up the phone and dial 911.
What we had last week was three students who became escalated and elevated, and that lasted for about 45 minutes, and our staff were able to de-escalate them and get them back safely in their dorms. So I'm not sure that three students constitutes a riot. However,
I got to push back. Your staff said on the phone, on the 911 dispatch tapes that we obtained, that they didn't feel safe and they had no control.
So in the moment, staff can feel overwhelmed. These are high acuity youth.
Listen, there's a staff of 60 plus. And right now there's only about six students there. And I don't think there's been any more than maybe 10 or 12 students there.
We greatly respect our staff. We encourage them to reach out to law enforcement if they feel that that they need to do so. And so they did. But by the time that they arrived, they had de-escalated the students and returned them to the dorms.
We had a staffer walk into our office yesterday, report an assault. The staffer disclosed to us that they came here while they were off because they were told not to come and make a call during the day because it's not looking good for them if staff is claiming that they were assaulted.
Yeah, well, high acuity youth. I don't know what that is. We're going to have to translate that, but three high acuity youth 13, 14, and 17 arrested in that incident of setting fires and spraying fire extinguishers in people's faces and so on and so forth. So, I think the larger story here, besides these assaults and putting staffs in jeopardy, is how much money taxpayers are paying for this. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on 895 northbound, the Old Harbor Tunnel, has been gone for the last 10, 12 minutes or so, and the backup now is easing, and we're getting back to normal on the northbound side. Not much of a problem southbound right now. Both the tunnels are running okay. No issues there. Just spotted a broken down vehicle. If you're taking the ramp from 95 south, that long ramp that takes you down eventually onto the BW Parkway, just after you're passing Camden Yards on that ramp, there's a broken down vehicle. There is room to get by, kind of sitting there. There's no shoulder available, but room to get by. Eventually we'll get some help behind that vehicle there. It's kind of isolated right now through there. And also some good news, the situation on the BW Parkway involving the tractor trailer northbound between Powder Mill Road and Greenbelt Road is clearing itself now, and that's starting to recover as well. So a little better now through there on 295, both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and the weekend. Sunny, milder today, low 70s overnight, low 50s, maybe a chance of a rain shower, but it'll dry out for the rest of the weekend. Saturday morning, again, then sunny. Tomorrow, upper 60s and sunny near 70 on Sunday. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 44 in the city and 44 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Nice beaver.
Just had it stopped.
Up in Toronto to celebrate their 1977 inaugural season, the Blue Jays sold 77-cent hot dogs. And during the game against the Dodgers, the Blue Jays sold over 100,000 hot dogs by the seventh inning. Here's baseball influencer Erica Jones reviewing the 77-cent Franks.
It's Looney Dogs Night at Rogers Center, so every hot dog is 77 cents Canadian. That's what, like 50 cents U.S. dollars. Okay, it is pretty small, but I'm really quickly going to put the ketchup and mustard on it. There's so much bread. As for the actual hot dog, I'm not going to lie, not the best I've ever had, but it's fine. Vibes are amazing. Rogers Center is so nice. Happy baseball season.
I think people got ripped off. They thought they were getting a regular sized dog for 77 cents. These things, I don't know if you saw the pictures of them.
Vienna sausage.
They more like, yeah, you're right. Vienna sausage or pigs in a blanket. That's kind of what they look like.
That's
there.
So good.
Yeah, no. But for 77 cents, who's going to complain, right?
It's a ripoff.
Yeah. Taco Bell dropping the Diablo Dusted Crispy Chicken Nuggets, coated in all-no Diablo dust.
Whoa!
Yeah, something,
that'll put a hurting on you.
That would burn.
Something that Maggie puts on before a hot evening.
Where she put it?
Go!
Diablo dust.
That's a... Oh!
Cinemark is debuting a wearable Michael Jackson popcorn bucket hat.
Why?
What?
Yeah, there it is. You can get a Michael Jackson hat for the new film for Michael, and then you put your popcorn in, of course, and then you have your dog.
Did
your
he
popcorn.
Ever wear a bucket hat? Is that what it's in? I mean,
well, he used to wear that hat, you know, when he used to dance and perform.
Yeah, but was it a bucket? I don't.
It
remember.
Wasn't a bucket hat, but they're saying it's a hat that combines as a bucket. Because he used to wear that iconic black fedora.
Right.
Right. And that's what it is. This is a black fedora that can serve as a bucket.
It's a dessert topping.
For your Diablo dust, whenever you want to, Maggie.
You can always take it with you. Mm. Have it everywhere.
Dippin' Dots finally bringing its beaded ice cream to grocery freezers if you're a Dippin' Dots fan. Mm. They have cookies and cream, ultimate brownie batter, and chocolate chip cookie dough. Dippin' Dots. Mm-hmm. Available now.
Dippin' Dots at
a grocery
local
store
grocery.
Near you. Yesterday, we reported that Log Cabin Chocolates was closing. And then we come to find out, and this was in Falston, they're relocating.
Ah.
They lost their lease, and there was a huge rent increase, so they're going to leave their original location on Blair Road, and instead they're going to open up a smaller business at a location to be determined soon in Baltimore County. So Log Cabin Chocolates
right there at the line,
is not closing, but it is going to be moving. So that's good news.
It is good news. I just like the building's kind of cool. It's, I mean, that's been there all my life, so it's been a
Well, you're a big fan of log cabins.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
You help assemble the logs, don't you, when you're...
I'm no logger, sir. I...
Well, never mind. Discretion.
How many logs can you do in the morning?
God. Oh, man.
Discretion is the better part of valor, that's for sure.
It is. I have no valor either, so
you
let's
don't.
Talk about
no.
discretion.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate sure. that. It's 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. So the culture at this Silver Oak Academy is what's being debated right now. $328,000 per person. That's what it costs. That's what we're paying. Taxpayers are paying at the Silver Oak Academy.
And I do not believe that we have a culture that is unsafe for staff and students on an ongoing basis.
I just think overall, Gary, what keeps me up is that I've seen that particular facility under that particular group rite of passage not work. They're not working the right way, and it is absolutely a recipe for disaster. I've seen a homicide investigation take there a couple of decades ago, and I'm trying to stop that from taking place in 2026.
And again, the familiar refrain, that's Gary Collins' spotlight on Maryland of Fox 45, is with this governor, with we've seen it at DGS and DHS, his slogan, leave no one behind. But the question is, are they leaving children behind, foster and juvenile delinquents in these programs?
Look, Sheriff, you deal with some of the best of society and some of those who kind of fall off. Is the state leaving these children behind?
That's a good question. Is the state leaving them behind? I don't know that this is the environment or the model that's working best for those individuals. I almost feel like the state's just writing a blank check to write a passage, and they're just simply cashing the checks.
These youth don't have anywhere to go. If they weren't at Silver Oak Academy or a similar location, they would be sitting in hospital overstay environments.
Yeah, well, it's a sad state of affairs here in the state of Maryland. Can anybody get this straight? Again, we'll talk about here on the other side, but I just think that there's something that needs to be done. I know we had Kanaya's Law that passed this year, and hopefully that resolves some of this, but I think the problem is it runs much deeper. 6:51, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:53, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Friday morning rush hour, once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's an overturned tractor trailer in Frederick County. If you're going south towards Point of Rocks, southbound on US 15 at State Road 464, tractor trailer on its side there. So that's south of I-70, and as you're going down near the river, so keep an eye out for that with a lot of activity there. Going to be a problem for mainly the traffic southbound. The guy that had, looks like he lost a wheel on the ramp from 95 South, exiting onto that long ramp that takes you down to the BW Parkway. There is a service truck there now. Room to get by to the left. It's a little bit slow, a little bit of a tight squeeze for maybe a commercial vehicle, but there is room to get by, and you'll have some flashing lights in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, milder today, low 70s. Temperatures tonight in the low 50s. The weekend looking to be pretty nice. Sunny, upper 60s Saturday, closer to 70 on Sunday. 45 and partly cloudy in Stephensville, 43 in Glen Burnie. I just can't believe when we're talking about foster children, and a lot of these children are very young children, and obviously then as they age into those teen years, they become more difficult to manage. Let's face it, they have the same problems that other teenagers, regular teenagers, do that have not lost parents or have not been placed into the foster care system, and that adds additional problems, emotional and psychological and others. And any child that feels that they've been abandoned, I can't imagine what they must be going through. And you would think there would be some way. Now, state bureaucracy, I've never had much faith in, because it is just that. It is just an entangled mess. And we've seen that this year with 144 kids in overstays at hospitals, with Kanaya being left alone in the Residence Inn downtown and then committing suicide when she was already a suicide threat. So the DHS has proven they can't manage this properly. The DJS, we know, they have ankle monitor issues. We'll get to that later on in the show. But it just seems to me that here we have a state that can't do it. And in this case, this is a private run facility where they're getting, they're about, what, 12, as I understand it, foster care children in this facility at Silver Oak at $328,000 a head. That's what, close to $4 million. And they have, so again, even the private run facilities, it just seems to me that we need to find an answer where we can, I think privatization is the issue here, but to find companies that are run well, that are, you know, obviously they're in it for profit, they're not doing it for free, but who have the children's best interest at heart, number one. And number two, are we going to be able to create an environment where there is discipline, there is accountability, but there's no abuse? And that's been the issue in the past at boot camps and some of these other things, that some of these children have been abused. So, and I just think that we as a state are failing our children, and that's so sad. Meanwhile, the outcry continues over the paint care issue, where you now have to, if you buy paint, if you're a painter, if you're a homeowner or a business owner, you got to pay $1.15 to a price a gallon of paint, an additional $2.25 for 5 gallons, and all the revenue goes to paint care, which allegedly is a nonprofit organization that operates a new paint recycling program, but they're not even registered here in the state. And Diana, who is a career professional painter, said she was stunned when she learned about the added cost for her and her business.
I was immediately just sitting in there doing the math, and I'm like, this can't be. How can this be? I'm like, and I was livid.
Yeah, to say the least, as most customers are livid as well, because now customers should not be charged a fee for purchasing paint. And do we even need this program? I understand, because I have all the paint I've ever used. I keep it for touch-up, for inside and outside the house, in case I ever have a problem. And I've had problems where I've had to go back and touch up. And then if you, once the paint can is empty, you could take it to the dump. There are the paint recycling programs at your county dump for free. You just have to take it there. Why do we have to pay some nonprofit paint care when there's another option here?
It's not okay that it's $1.15. It's not okay that it's another 50 cents. It's not okay that it's $2 more. It's not okay. It's not okay.
What's really not okay is somebody's making some money off this. And they say it's nonprofit, but apparently the CEO is making $1.3 million a year. I think he's making a profit. And Diana says this is very profitable for politicians, but not for paint purchasers or business owners.
We have thousands of stores. Look at all the profit. Look at all the money. They're just doing this. They're just gathering money.
Yeah, they're gathering money, our money, and this is what they do in this state. So here's what we found out. For Paint Care is a subsidiary of the American Coatings Association. Campaign finance reports show the organization has contributed hundreds of dollars in the past 4 years to the campaigns of former House Speaker Adrian Jones, Democrat, Senator Benjamin Brooks, a Democrat, Delegates Regina Boyce and Dana Stein, Democrats. the House Democratic Caucus Committee. The lone Republican that co-sponsored the bill, Senator Chris West, did not find any contributions or donations to his campaign from the American Coatings Association or Paint Care. So he was a co-sponsor. It does not appear he has any contributions from, but the rest of the Democrats all do. So what was this about? Was this about the fact that somebody wanted to make some money off this thing? And it was a problem that really didn't exist because you had an ability to dump your paint off at the local dump in your county and have it recycled there versus having to pay this fee to have somebody else make money off your paint purchase. And that is the way things go in Maryland, the most corrupt state, I think, in the entire United States of America, although California and Minnesota give us a pretty good run. But nobody's did a deep dive yet into our fraud, and I think once they do, they will be mildly surprised. It's 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680,
WCBN, Baltimore. Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Ahead of this weekend's U.S.-Iran peace talks in Pakistan,
Gulf state Kuwait has accused Iran of launching drone attacks despite the ceasefire in the Iran war. Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has denied the claim. The Kuwaiti statement comes as President Donald Trump has cast doubt on the effectiveness of the two-week ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has offered a potential boost to peace efforts by approving direct talks with Lebanon. The government in Beirut has not yet responded. Talks between the US and Iran have been expected this weekend in Islamabad, Pakistan. I'm Charles Tillotesma.
The First Lady sets the record straight.
I have never had any knowledge of Epstein abuse of his victims.
First Lady Melania Trump saying she's been the victim of a smear campaign trying to falsely link her to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island.
She held a news conference denouncing the rumors, innuendo, and falsehoods. Well, it's homecoming day for the Artemis II astronauts following their historic lunar mission, their journey around the far side of the moon. The four space travelers are on track to splash down off the coast of Southern California. Their capsule will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere at a blistering 24,000 miles per hour, slowing to just 19 miles per hour at splashdown in the Pacific off San Diego. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures currently down about 18 points, while the Nasdaq futures are 23 points higher. S&P futures better by 2.5 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Progressive knows that for business owners, vacations hit different. But hey, at least you finally took a vacation. And look at that. You only answered 53 calls, 84 emails, onboarded one new hire, and covered for Chris while he's out on paternity leave, and you did it all from a kayak. Because you, my friend, know how to relax. All right, you may not know how to take a day off, but you do know both your personal and business auto insurance needs can be covered in one place with Progressive. So at least that's relaxing, right? Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
Sight and Sound Films presents
Benjamin Franklin.
Reverend Whitfield.
A match made in heaven.
Or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, you want to be free.
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, Ben?
A Great Awakening. Now playing in theaters. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just a reminder, if you're traveling south of Frederick in Frederick County, there's a wreck on US 15 southbound near Point of Rock. So as you're getting into that area, the tractor trailer on its side with very limited lanes through there. We completely recovered from some earlier problems on the VW Parkway between Greenbelt Road and Powder Mill Road. That section of the Capitol Beltway in that area, a little bit slow on the outer loop at Greenbelt Road with the heavy traffic coming up through that area. 695 so far has been in good shape. Nothing major at the tunnels. Broken down vehicle, they're still attending to it. It's on the right side of the exit ramp from southbound I-95 onto the VW Parkway. right there at Camden Yards. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny again today and a little milder actually with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
40 degrees in Owings Mills, 42 in Pasadena at 704. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Lawmakers in the Maryland House and Senate have passed a measure that would prohibit the manufacture, sale, and transfer of certain machine gun convertible pistols starting on January 1st. The bill now heads to Governor Moore, and if he signs it, the law will take effect on October 1st. Those found in violation of the law could face misdemeanor penalties that include up to 3 years in prison and $5,000 fine. A Howard County police officer suffered minor injuries after a rollover crash on southbound 29. The single vehicle accident happened at around 2 p.m. just past the Route 175 exit when the officer lost control of his vehicle to avoid a car that changed lanes in front of them. The officer's vehicle ended up in the median where it overturned. He was taken to shock trauma for treatment and has since been released. Police officials say the officer was not attempting a traffic stop or pursuing another vehicle at the time of the crash. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 110. The pick 4, 3264. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, they're 12 games in, and the Birds are 6-6 on the year. They come back home tonight to start a three-game set with the Giants at Camden Yards, unveiling their new City Connect uniforms in the process. It'll be an ode to Camden Yards in brick and green, a chance for the fans, Kyle Bradish says, to reconnect with the team.
Cracking the surface is what this team's capable of. Like you said, it's early. Our hitters are starting to get going. And, you know, as myself, I'm going to be a lot better moving forward.
Well, let's see how much the hitters can get going. They're always hoping to solve some of their power outage issues. Team with 8 home runs total this year. Only the Tigers and the Giants have hit less on the season. Week 1 of the Ravens offseason workout regimen coming to a close today. It'll be a new experience this season in general for the wide receiver Zay Flowers. 25 years old, he's now one of the leaders of the receiving crew.
Like, taking more of a leadership this year, taking more of a leadership step. Because the past few years we had vets, so it was easier for the vets to take over because they already did what I'm trying to do. So now that we might not have a vet or I might be one of the oldest in the room, I got to take that next step and be that leader.
Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons for Flowers in the last 2 years. On the ice, Caps playoff chances just about extinguished last night by the Senators.
1-on-2 now outnumbered. Zetterlin steps in. High shot!
Kenzie Lalonde had the call on the TSN regional network. Fabian Zetterlin would add an empty netter later. Sens beat the Panthers in Ottawa. 5-1 was the final. The Caps are now 5 points back of eighth place, just 3 games left to play. Coming up in 30 minutes, the DOJ takes on the NFL. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us AM680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, illegal alien truck driver has killed a Maryland father. And more blood on the hands of the Biden regime. Baltimore's $35 million reparations fund is just sitting there. Nobody knows who's in control of it or where to send it or spend it. But our top story here today is the First Lady came out with fire yesterday. She had fire in her eyes. You could see she was angry, visibly upset. She was always under control. She didn't lose it or anything, but you could just tell she was seething based on the fake news, the altered images, the false smears that tried to connect her and President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein. And I've seen some of these. And remember, Melania had sponsored this bill called the Take It Down Act, where the people's images or faces are put on, you know, naked bodies of individuals and so on and so forth. It's a deep fake porn nonsense. And it's kind of the stuff that she's talking about here, just along with the connection of the alleged connection between her, President Trump, and Jeffrey Epstein, which she came out and said yesterday that these lies must end.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect. I do not object to their ignorance, but rather I reject their mean-spirited attempts to defame my reputation. I never been friends with Epstein. Donald and I were invited to the same parties as Epstein from time to time, since overlapping in social circles is common in New York City and Palm Beach. To be clear, I never had a relationship with Epstein or his accomplice, Maxwell. My email reply to Maxwell cannot be categorized as anything more than casual correspondence. My polite reply to her email doesn't amount to anything more than a tribal note. I am not Epstein's victim. Epstein did not introduce me to Donald Trump. I met my husband by chance at the New York City party in 1998. This initial encounter with my husband is documented in a detail in my book, Melania. The first time I crossed paths with Epstein was in the year 2000 at an event Donald and I attended together. At the time, I had never met Epstein and had no knowledge of his criminal undertakings.
So a bunch of outlets and individuals tried to say or imply that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania to Donald Trump. That's how they met. And she just busted that wide open with the timeline, because she said she met President Trump in 1998. And the first time they met Epstein was, I think, 3 years later in 2001 at a casual, party where, again, it was in New York social circles. It was, you know, a common place for all sorts of billionaires to gather in these social circles. So she was really upset. She'll address the fake images and false mirrors and the legal action that she has taken already. And what she wants to happen next, I think, has got everybody ears perked up to see if that's going to happen or not. 7:13. Traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, both the tunnels still in good shape. Southbound, under 5 minutes. That's always good for this time of the morning. The only situation you have is a broken down vehicle halfway down the ramp. If you're exiting from 95 South, right there at Camden Yards, you take that long ramp that takes you eventually down to the BW Parkway. About halfway down that ramp, there's an activity there on the right side. Pickup truck lost a wheel. There is room to get by to the left. Just caution at that point. Some more mud and debris. It's not manure or anything like that. Southbound.
Please.
I know.
We can't take another manure spill.
I know. This traffic is becoming a lot of crap. Southbound US 15, State Road 464, Point of Rocks. That's south of Frederick, almost down to the Potomac River. Down in that area. Beautiful ride down there. But this tractor trailer is on its side, and the state police are doing their job getting traffic through the area. Unbelievable. 2 in 1 week. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecasts for your Friday. Sunny, milder today. Low 70s tonight in the 50s. Maybe a chance of some rain overnight. Should be dried out by Saturday morning. Tomorrow, sunshine upper 60s near 70 on Sunday. Right now, 46 and mostly cloudy in Ocean City. 45 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the Iranian regime is proving again why it cannot be trusted. Probably is this tentative, fragile ceasefire agreement. Iran's already backsliding, attempting to choke off the world's oil supply, reportedly shaking down tankers for tolls and cryptocurrency in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump on Truth Social yesterday saying there are reports Iran is charging fees to tankers going through the Hormuz Strait. They better not be, and if they are, they better stop now, according to the president. And he said all U.S. ships, aircraft, and military personnel with additional ammunition, weaponry, and anything else that's appropriate and necessary for the lethal prosecution and destruction of an already substantially degraded enemy will remain in place and around Iran until such time a real agreement reached and is fully complied with. If for any reason it is not, which is highly unlikely, then the shooting starts. Bigger and better, stronger than anyone else has ever seen before. It was agreed to a long time ago, and despite all the fake rhetoric to the contrary, no nuclear weapons, and the Strait of Hormuz will be open and safe. So, again, that's President Trump yesterday on that. Meanwhile, the president blaming Joe Biden and his regime for the death of a gas station clerk in Fort Myers, Florida. President Trump wrote on Truth Social, quote, an illegal alien criminal from Haiti who was released into our country by the worst president in history, crooked Joe Biden, and the radical Democrats in Congress just beat an innocent woman to death with a hammer at a gas station in Florida. The video of her brutal slaying is one of the most vicious things you will ever see. And once again, blaming Joe Biden for blood on his hands. Yesterday, victims, there's a network that established under ICE called the Victims of Criminal Immigration Engagement. And these are angel moms and dads that gathered in front of the press. Todd Lyons, acting director of ICE, talked about a voice, and it was established under the Trump administration the first term. Joe Biden disbanded it. Now they're getting back together to give these angel parents, again, try to give them some comfort as they've lost loved ones or have had loved ones severely disabled or even killed by illegal aliens.
The Victim of Immigration Crime Engagement Office, which we call VOICE, exists for one reason: to ensure the victims of crime committed by aliens are not forgotten, so they are not ignored.
Jennifer Boz is a angel mom, and her daughter was hit by an illegal alien drunk driver and severely disabled. She can no longer talk. She can no longer walk. She was paralyzed, and she had to eat her Easter dinner through a gastric tube. That's what happens when you let illegal aliens into your country. Here's Jennifer Boz.
A tragedy like mine and the other families that are here. Excuse me. Could have been prevented, and that knowledge creates an agony for us like no other.
And then finally, President Trump yesterday, we thought maybe he just wasn't paying attention to what was being said or done on X and these paid influencers, some of these podcasters, and some who claim to be voices of MAGA and America First. And he was paying attention, and yesterday he let loose on all of them. And here's his statement. I know why Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones have all been fighting me for years, especially by the fact that they think it's wonderful Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, to have a nuclear weapon. Because they have one thing in common. Low IQs. They're stupid people. They know it. Their families know it. Everyone else knows it, too. Look at their past. Look at their record. They don't have what it takes, and they never did. They've all been thrown off television, lost their shows, aren't even invited on TV because nobody cares about them. They're nut jobs, troublemakers, and will say anything necessary for some free and cheap publicity. Now they think they can get some clicks because they have third-rate podcasts, but nobody's talking about them, and their views are opposite of MAGA. Or I wouldn't have won the presidential election in a landslide. MAGA agrees with me and just gave CNN a 100% approval rating of Trump, not the hand-flailing fools like Tucker Carlson, who couldn't even finish college. He was a broken man when he got hired from Fox, and he's never been the same. Perhaps he should see a good psychiatrist. Or Megyn Kelly, who nationally accused me of the now-famous Only Rosie O'Donnell question. Or crazy Candace Owens, who accuses the highly respected First Lady of France of being a man when she is not, and will hopefully win lots of money in the ongoing lawsuit. Actually, to me, the First Lady of France is a far more beautiful woman than Candace. In fact, it's not even close. Or bankrupt Alex Jones, who says some of the dumbest things and lost his entire fortune, as he should have, for his horrendous attack on the families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims, ridiculously claiming it was a hoax. These so-called pundits are losers, and they always will be. Now fake news CNN, the flailing New York Times, and all the other radical left news organizations are hailing them and giving them positive press for the first time in their lives. They're not MAGA, they're losers, just trying to latch on to MAGA. As president, I could get them on my side anytime I want to, but when they call, I don't return their calls because I'm too busy on world and country affairs, and after a few times they go nasty just like Marjorie Trader Brown. But I no longer care about that stuff. I only care about doing right for our country. MAGA's about winning and strength. And not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons, MAGA is about making America great again. And these people have no idea how to do that, but I do. And there you have it from the president yesterday, unleashing on some of those former MAGA types on Truth Social. 7:21, and that was the way it went down. 446 days in the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Coming up next, more from Melania on the false image, fake smears, and the rest, and what she plans to do with legal action, and what she's asking Congress to do as well regarding Jeffrey Epstein.
Gil Kuta is a registered representative with Aegis Capital in Timonium, Maryland. His opinions are his own. Please remember that this program is for informational purposes only. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Listen to On the Money every Saturday at 1 with Gil Kuta, where he discusses general finance topics, including retirement, 401ks, IRAs, Social Security retirement, and other important financial matters. For more information, contact Gil Kuta at 410-230-1820. That's 410-230-1820. On the Money with Gil Kuta airs every Saturday at 1 on WCBM. This program is for educational purposes only and is not intended to provide investment advice. Consult your investment advisor before engaging in any securities transactions. On the Money with Gil Kuta every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WCBM.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looking for an accident just reported in 795, right now I'm at Cockeys Mill Road. And in that area, just checking to see, so far, nothing there. Looks like we're okay at Franklin Boulevard. And looks like we're okay. Let's see if it's down further towards. I don't see it yet. So we'll check on that and let you know. Just the report now just coming in from State Highway. So we'll get some more information on that. Broken down vehicle still there halfway down the ramp from 95 South exiting onto Russell Street and the VW Parkway. So if you're coming off there at that ramp right there at Camden Yards, room to get by to the left. A little bit of a brief delay there. Everything's okay towards Annapolis, but there's some fog right there at the Bay Bridge extending over into Sandy Point. So visibility is down a little bit through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, milder today, highs in the low 70s, overnight temperatures in the low 50s, maybe a few rain showers possible, and the weekend setting up to be pretty nice, so get out and enjoy this weekend. Right now, 44 and sunny in Glen Burnie, and it's 45 in Middle River. The First Lady yesterday coming out with fire, denouncing all these numerous fake images and false smears that were directed towards her regarding Jeffrey Epstein.
Numerous fake images and statements about Epstein and me have been circulating on social media for years now. Be cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims. I was never involved in any capacity. I was not a participant, was never on Epstein's plane, and never visited his private island. I have never been legally accused or convinced of a crime in connection with Epstein's sex trafficking, abuse of minors, and other repulsive behavior. The false smears about me from mean-spirited and politically motivated individuals and entities looking to cause damage to my good name, to gain financially and climb politically, must stop.
And so this came out of the left field. Nobody was really, the press was caught off guard. The White House press shop didn't issue any statement. The president didn't talk about it on Truth Social. So everybody's wondering, what's going on here? And the speculation is that already the First Lady has taken legal action against several entities for these false accusations and smears. And secondly, she's calling on Congress to get these Epstein victims under oath and let them tell the truth and name names so that she's ticked off and she wants the truth to get out there.
My attorneys and I have fought these unfounded and baseless lies with success and will continue to maintain my sound reputation without hesitation. To date, several individuals and companies have been legally obligated to publicly apologize and retract their lies about me, such as Daily Beast, James Carville, and HarperCollins UK. Now is the time for Congress to act. Epstein was not alone. Several prominent male executives resigned from their powerful positions after this matter became widely politicized. Of course, this doesn't amount to guilt, but we still must work openly and transparently to uncover the truth. I call on Congress to provide the women who have been victimized by Epstein with a public hearing specifically centered around the survivors. give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes, and then her testimony should be permanently entered into the congressional record. Then, and only then, we will have the truth.
A very powerful, about 5-minute press statement by First Lady Melania Trump, calling on Congress to provide victims a voice under sworn testimony, under oath. And she said that Epstein was not alone. And she then talked about several prominent male executives. I'm wondering if Congress now will respond. If Congress doesn't, that tells you what? That tells you that members of Congress may be culpable as well. So we'll see. If they will. And I'd like to see the president weigh in on this as well. He has dismissed it because he wants to get by. Now, he's a little busy right now trying to get Iran squared away. But it would be interesting to see if Congress does take her up on her suggestions. Audiology Associates, they've got 10 locations to serve you in the Baltimore Metro. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team are gentle and empathetic. They helped my wife out with a hearing issue a couple of years ago, and they'll help you out as well. I would recommend getting that benchmark hearing test if you've never had one, especially as we get older. You should treat it the same as an annual health exam or eye exam. Get your ears hearing checked out as well. And if you are having some hearing issues, get yourself an appointment right now. Call 410-944-3100, 410-944-3100. And again, when silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates today, or you can make that appointment online, AAIAudiology.com. It's 7:30. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Baltimore's $35 million reparations fund just sitting there waiting for what? Here with the latest news headlines, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Baltimore Police Dive Team is now part of the search for a man who went missing early Saturday after a night out in Fells Point. 27-year-old Branson Oderer was seen on video in the 1600 block of Thames Street outside of the horse you came in on. Oderer's schedule is described as 5'9" and 150 pounds. He was last seen wearing a tan-colored shirt and a light-colored ball cap. Anyone with information or his whereabouts are asked to call police. A convicted sex offender who escaped from police custody has been arrested. Police located 63-year-old Alan Johnson at his home Thursday after he managed to remove his handcuffs at the sex offender registry office on Tuesday morning and fled the building. Johnson was convicted on a third-degree sex offense in St. Mary's County back in 2016 and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He's now charged with escaping from police custody and failing to register as a sex offender. And Anthony Brown has announced that Maryland has reached a $2.2 million settlement with a tower painting contract that allowed lead paint debris to fall into Baltimore neighborhoods. Skyline Tower Painting was hired to repaint the TV Hill broadcast tower, and an improperly chipped, scraped, and pressure washed lead paint from the tower without any containment. The lead chips fell into communities, parks, and storm drains around the tower site. Skyline and its president pleaded guilty to violating environmental laws in December 2025. And Fox 45 reports as the 2026 legislative session winds down, the budget has been signed into law, as well as a bill to curb immigration cooperation in local communities. But there are several bills still up for debate, including an effort to ensure inspectors general have access to documents they say they need for investigations, a utility relief bill, and others. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search SOLOAXAC. For Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air, and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's an update on that overturned vehicle in Frederick County. Now they're telling us Route 15 is closed both north and southbound near Point of Rocks. At State Road 464, it's a tractor-trailer on its side with debris all over the roadway as well. So south of Frederick there, heads up on U.S. 17 with the state police and the local authorities in there. Broken-down vehicle has cleared now from the ramp, and the ramp completely back open now, exiting from I-95 southbound, eventually down to Russell Street and on to the BW Parkway, and we're back in business there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny again today and a little milder actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, his batting average this season is only .245, but Gunnar Henderson has made his 12 hits count, 7 for extra bases, 4 of them home runs. That's half the team's total. Manager Albernaz on the shortstop's contribution after the White Sox series.
It was great to see Gunnar shoot that ball to the left field with the lefty. It was great to see him score from first on the first one, open up a little bit. But no, I think that's where our offense is clicking, where we're getting guys on base, causing traffic.
Gunnar and the O's come home tonight to begin a six-game homestand. Shane Boz will take the ball at 7:15 against the San Francisco Giants. Now, baseball last night, quite a finish out on the West Coast in San Diego. The great Don Orsillo with the call on Padres TV. Xander Bogaerts with a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 11th. The Padres beat the Rockies 7-3 was the final. Meanwhile, a subtle tongue-in-cheek comment the other day in Owings Mills from Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton commenting on the tenure of John Harbaugh in Baltimore.
We start thinking about all the personal moments that you had, and I'm excited for him, excited for us. I think he's got a great opportunity up there in New York, and stole a lot of our players, but those guys do great up there as well. But
5 players in all now have followed Harbaugh to New York. Other NFL news, the Wall Street Journal reporting yesterday that the Department of Justice has opened up an investigation into whether the NFL has employed anti-competitive tactics via its media rights deals. This all comes as the league prepares to negotiate new deals, including what's expected to be a bigger share for streamers. The NFL has an antitrust exemption for the negotiating of its TV contracts, but it only applies to broadcast television. Only 3 golfers in history have won back-to-back Masters tournaments, talking about Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods. Defending champion Rory McIlroy trying to become the 4th and opened yesterday with a 5-under-67. For a share of the first-round lead, he was asked if he felt differently coming into the tournament this year.
And for the past, 17 years, I just could not wait for the tournament to start. And this year, I wouldn't care if the tournament never started. So that's sort of the difference.
Pressure off for Rory McIlroy. He'll tee off at 1:44 this afternoon. The world's number one, Scottie Scheffler, 3 back at 2 under. He'll go off at 10:19 a.m. Time now is 7:37 when we return. 2 giveaways you wouldn't want to miss.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA. Pacific.
So before we get to the giveaways, just an answer to your question. There are 40 to 50,000 tickets that are sold for the Masters tournament every year. And it's actually not to the members first. It's by strict lottery.
Okay.
And over 2 million people apply.
Wow.
So your chances are, you know, basically 1 in 200 as far as that goes. And they are, and again, the face value tickets are up to $165 each. All right, two giveaways, right? What do you think the most popular giveaway is at a Major League Baseball stadium, by the way?
I don't know. Floppy hat night?
Shirt, actually.
Shirt.
Shirt night, yeah.
Shirt night?
No, yeah, either a polo or like the Orioles do the Hawaiian theme shirts.
Right.
Those are the most popular.
Okay.
But here's two that you wouldn't want to miss,
right.
Okay? The White Sox are giving away Pope hats.
Oh,
because the Pope was born in Chicago.
He's a White Sox fan.
He's a South Sider, right,
yeah.
Exactly right. So they're giving away Pope hats. It's part of a ticket special for a game coming up.
But you can't wear it during the game because you can't see.
That's right. You got to put it in your pocket.
That's right.
That's number one. But here's the best one. This is a great idea. I think every NHL team should do this. The Utah Mammoth, the expansion Utah hockey team,
right.
They have their Zamboni is adorned in a Mammoth logo, and they've nicknamed it the Zamoth.
Oh, the Zamboni, okay.
Right, the Zamboni,
right.
Mammoth.
Right.
And so they've made a giveaway out of it, a miniature Zamboni that they give away to the fans.
Right.
Now that should be a staple in every NHL arena. Who wouldn't want to have a Zamboni on their mantle?
Yeah, no, you can get those. I think I've seen before at Caps games, you can get the Caps Zamboni. Yeah.
Well, there absolutely. You go. You got to give it away.
But the Zamoth, that's good. I like that one.
The Zamoth.
The Zamoth. We'll have to get one. Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget, Pints and Politics is coming back Thursday, April the 23rd. 5 to 7 p.m. live in-person discussion with yours truly and a special guest that we can we'll name next week. Listeners can we'll be talking about Maryland politics. The General Assembly will have shut down, thank God. The Trump administration, will the ceasefire hold by then? We'll know if it's you know, whether the ceasefire has taken place or whether it's going to be more military combat operations. So special guest host mentioned will be there as well. Tickets are just $25, includes light hors d'oeuvres, complimentary WCBM pint glasses included. There's be a cash bar. It's at Michael's Cafe right there on York Road. And last year's event was well attended, so I would recommend get your tickets now. Don't get shut out. WCBM.com. It's sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Make sure you come out and join us. It's always a fun evening. Get a chance to talk politics in a casual setting and enjoy some listeners, friends, and family as well. That's Pint and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd, 5 to 7 at Michael's Cafe. All right, on to the Baltimore $35 million reparations fund. You might recall when the state of Maryland legalized the sale of pot a few years ago, they decided they would set aside a few dollars from each sale to go into a reparations fund, which they say would pay for all sorts of social programs in the neighborhood with the war on drugs and how they claim that in many cases black folk were unfairly targeted by, I guess, they were forced to deal in marijuana and smoke marijuana by the man. I'm not sure what that's all about. But anyway, right now, $35 million has been set aside and paid, and none of it's been paid out. Not a single cent has gone out to its intended victims because there's a debate, and this is typical for a Democrat-run state. City Hall, the mayor thinks he should decide who gets the $35 million. And the committee that was set up, this was the Baltimore Community Reinvestment and Reparations Commission, 17 people on this commission. They're the ones that allegedly were tasked to oversee how funds are distributed. City Hall says, nope, the mayor has the final say. And the commissioners maintained that, no, we do. We were created independently to manage the funds. And again, not a single cent has been distributed to any entity in 2 years. State Senator Mary Washington, who sponsored the bill, told the Baltimore Beat that the law was not intended to give local elected officials control or how the money is spent, and argued that the city's interpretation is out of step with how the law has been understood elsewhere in the state of Maryland. She said, and I quote, "The money was never intended to be a slush fund for a county executive or mayor. No, just for the Democrats." All right? I added that. That was not part of the original quote. Look, this has disaster written all over it, folks, in the most corrupt state in the entire United States. Here's the question. How much money do you think will actually go to the people of Baltimore? My guess is not a single cent. My guess, I'm predicting zero. But they'll find a way to manipulate, distort, raid the fund, as they've done with other things over the years. And finally, Maryland has paid roughly $250,000 in our taxpayer money to a group called Accenture. Accenture was paid to help set up for a Trump presidency. Remember, Governor Moore and the Democrats started this in late 2024, and it ran through last March. And not one report, not one piece of paper, not a document, no finding, no outcome to figure out how the state government was preparing for the Trump administration. But $250,000 of yours was just flushed down the toilet by the governor and the Democrats. Again, the most corrupt state. I think we prove it each and every day with stories like this. 743 traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update now. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. State police have what appears to be either a minor accident or a broken down vehicle on the outer loop. They're against the wall just south of the bridge at Old Court Road. So they're south of 795. So they're looking at it. We're getting all the lanes by, but the trooper has his lights on. And with that, we're a little bit slow right there. After that, little break, and then we're heavy again as you're moving south of Liberty Road down through Route 40. A little haze right now over on the west side. Absolutely clear at both the harbor tunnels for the traffic moving south primarily there. And that's really good news. The northbound traffic coming up from 395 and from the west side, fighting the bright sunshine as you're getting up towards Camden Yard. Saw a little bit of fog earlier down around the Bay Bridge, but no problems. Three lanes westbound to eastbound. More than likely a little bit of a delay, but usually on Friday morning, not as bad on I-97 southbound at Route 32. Bernie's Automotive, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary all this month. You'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and mild today, low 70s, so get out and enjoy while you can. Right now, 44 and sunny in Millersville, 47 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you'll be the winner of WCBM merchandise. Our contestant today, Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Sean. Chuckles.
What? Oh. I know who this is.
I know who it is, too.
Bastard from Augusta.
It's that hairy man with a club.
I hear my name has been taken in vain several times in the last week. What's
and you don't
on?
Even know what was said off the air.
Nah. Yeah, whatever. Oh, by the way, Chuck, I got your message, and yes, I got you a shirt at the Masters.
Look, is it a hairy shirt?
No, I heard that this morning, real cute. But no, Chuck, I should have it back on Sunday. I lent it to my next door neighbor. He needed a car cover for a couple days.
Burn-a-thon.
Have you excommunicated from Sparrows Point Country Club. They know not what they do by having you a member there.
I understand
it
the back
not
of the,
be the first time.
The back of the shirt says Masters of His Own Domain.
And then yeah, it was something to do with yet using it as a billboard.
There's something to do with fish on the back. It said master something or other. But I
all right, Tom, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Yeah, I'll go first. I can't listen to the rest of it, and I'll probably hang up when I'm done.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to vote now. I got better things to do. Give me four.
Story number one. Cow collars may replace cowboys. Peter Thiel has a bet on solar-powered cow collars. And this is what they're saying. Solar-powered smart collars on cows will now allow cattle ranchers and others to herd their cattle without the use of cowboys. Story number two. Bravo has got a new reality series called Texas, Here I Come. It will feature Californians who have moved or are about to relocate from the Golden State. to the Lone Star State to escape high taxes, illegal immigration, and leftist woke policies. Well, Story 3 Newsweek is out with a new poll that says the majority of Americans want Trump impeached. But then they admitted that the poll was conducted by a group called Impeach Trump Again.
You think?
Story 1, Kyle Collars to replace Cowboys. Story 2, Texas, Here I Come. Or Story 3, Newsweek poll says majority wants Trump impeached. All right, Tom Levin, good morning. And what's on your thoughts here?
I believe it's number 1.
All right. Tom votes for story number 1. Chuck.
And Sean, see that? It's possible to give an answer without a commentary.
Just good.
I will say this because I can. It's part of my show too. So you just shut your ass up. Then I know you modeled for that collar.
And
it took a 48 extra fat. So there you go. One, please.
This should be the event. There should be. This should be the cage match.
Let's leave.
Go get Hunter Biden. Go get Hunter Biden, and Tom and I will wrestle that.
For our listeners that don't know, Tom was one of our star roasters at the Chuck Roast that was held.
He was a paid infiltrator. That's what he was.
Last summer. Kristen.
I think I'm going to go with number 2. Bravo is pretty woke. I don't know if they would highlight.
Okay.
I'm leaving California. So 2.
And Maggie?
I'm going with the boys, number 1, because I know cows.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You were there. You were there for the herd shot around the world.
All right, Tom, does this sound familiar?
Yeah, wasn't that your first date?
Yeah, you got me there. You got me there.
I tell you, get no respect.
All right, story number 3, the Newsweek impeach Trump Again poll. Yeah, that's a true story. Story number 1 that got 3 votes, that is also a true story. Sorry, Tom. Story 2 is our fake news story of the day. Parting shots? Go ahead, Tom.
Anyway,
parting shot.
Guys, have a great week. It was nice talking to me.
All right.
That was the most fun I've had in a long
time.
That was good radio.
Are you there for all 4 rounds, or you just went to the first round?
No. I'm actually back already, Sean.
Oh, you're back already?
Yeah, went down for the practice rounds and had a ball. Great trip.
Okay.
Right. Well, you know what Vince Bagley used to say?
Chuck, I really thought I'd sent you that ticket. I apologize.
Yeah, okay. Vince Bagley used to say, it's always a pleasure to say goodbye to you.
Guys, have a great weekend.
Hi, Tom. Hey,
Tom.
You do the same. Appreciate that. All right, good stuff. Thanks, Tom. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. You know, I had a fantastic experience at Town Appliance and Owings Mills, and I know that you will, too. The two guys who run the place, Mayor and Mayor, yes, they're both named Mayor, helped me. They hunt down the perfect kitchen appliance, a refrigerator, and they actually made the process fun instead of the usual stress. You know, they focus on finding similar matches with high-end brands like Bosch, you know, really nice brand of appliance. The best part, we're getting appliances that everybody in the house is going to be happy with, no high-pressure sales. It's a very low-key approach, expert knowledge. They want you as a customer for life, and that's exactly what will fit your needs. So if you want more savings, go check out their Spring Black Friday shopping event. It's going on right now at Town Appliance. They also offer flexible financing options to make it even easier. For hours and more information, go to townappliance.com. Great sales, great appliances, and a happy home for everyone at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Now here's Maryland Delegate Nino Mangione with the Maryland Minute.
The 2027 budget is a disaster for the future of Maryland. It hikes spending by over $4 billion and does almost nothing to solve the multi-billion-dollar deficits looming next year and beyond. Governor Moore and the Democrats didn't find solutions. They found gimmicks. By shifting money between funds and pushing costs onto our counties, they simply kicked the can down the road and forced local taxpayers to pick up the tab for their fiscal irresponsibility. responsibility. The Appropriations and Senate Finance Chairs have long used these maneuvers to manipulate the budget and mislead the public. There was nothing brave or decent about this process or vote. They even held public safety funding hostage for the benefit of illegal alien criminals. In fact, the Democrats were so ashamed, they rushed the final vote, limiting debate and transparency. Anyone who voted for this budget has done a grave disservice to Maryland. Taxpayers deserve honesty and fiscal sanity, not games and lies. This budget is a $71 billion embarrassment.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I believe that leadership means actually having integrity and making sure that everyone feels welcomed. And I believe that making this country great means that there's a place for you too.
It's a small world after all. You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
So the unofficial morning Casey and Company Observer has just scored the latest round. Tom Levin versus Chuck Whitaker. 10 for a direct hit, 0 for a miss. And he scores Tom with a 60, Chuck with a 40. So Tom gets the better of Chuck, at least.
Who's keeping that score?
The unofficial observer of Casey and Company.
What does he know? Another lame ass. Call these people up.
Who's the better?
Fired up.
Who's the better golfer?
Me.
Okay.
He's bigger than me, but he can't beat me.
All right.
And so, it's a shame when a 76-year-old man can beat your sorry ass. I ain't like that for a comeback. And you, Casey, you're in on it. You're the instigator.
I was sitting there enjoying. I was just sitting back there watching the shots fired across the bow.
I hope you wet your pants. That would be nice.
I did.
The outer loop. That wreck on the outer loop south of 795 that was in the median is gone. There's something happening here now right before I-70. We're going to have to get the camera turned around here at Dogwood Road. I think there may be something right here at Security Boulevard. Cut it out. Cut it out. There you go. Cut. I know what you're doing.
That's not me.
Who is that?
That is your gal pal.
Oh, my. I'll have a conversation with her later. Outer loop. Right before Security Boulevard, we need to get the camera turned. There's something happening right there because after I-70, there's no traffic backup. We're slow back to Liberty Road. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. That's it. I ain't going to give the call letters. How you like that?
All right.
At least on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
At least you steered our motorists in the right direction.
That's
so
nice.
You're going
maybe they can move over.
Thank you, Chuck.
Goodbye.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, milder, low 70 today. Cloudy 44 at Forest Hill. It's 47 in Dundalk. A rift is now growing between the Baltimore Police Commissioner and DJS over repeat juvenile offenders and the ankle monitors that they're supposed to be wearing and that DJS is supposed to be monitoring. Fox 45 caught up with DJS Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino, and she said, defending her department that, listen to the statistic, the figure that she gives on the number of people on ankle monitors and who are now under the careful watch of DJS.
Look, one of the things I really start out by looking at when I hear concerns is where are we with the data? And when we're talking about electronic monitoring and community detention, 90% of the young people who are involved in that program do not reoffend, do not get rearrested, and show up for court.
But Madam Secretary, excuse me for interrupting. When you have the BPD commissioner and other law enforcement leaders say that you guys are dropping the ball, how do you respond to that?
Look, I listened to the interview, and that's not what I heard. I heard some concerns, and we're very much willing to have those conversations with our partners, which we meet weekly with the commissioner and his team.
Yeah, the issue is that 90% can be, I think, deceiving. Let's take it at face value that she's being accurate. The 90% don't reoffend; they're not. But there are 10% that do get out and they do reoffend and they do commit violent crimes and they do escape or cut off their ankle monitors. So, and that's 10% of how many we don't know. We don't have that data. They don't give us whether it's 10% of 1,000 or 10% of 100, which would be significant. So they're playing fast and loose with some of that data. Now, the commish, Richard Worley, appeared on a radio station, gave an interview saying he's concerned about these juvenile offenders that are cutting off their ankle monitors.
Ankle monitoring, I don't like at all, because they either just cut them off, and they cut them off, and we keep seeing the same kids over and over again. And it's not that I want to see every kid arrested, but at some point, you've got to have some kind of discipline. If not, you're just going to graduate into the adult system if you make it that long.
And that's a great point. If you make it that long, if you make it out alive, but Tolentino dismissed this cutting off of the ankle monitors as a rare circumstance.
We had 18 young people since July of last year when I changed the policy that said if you get rearrested, we are going to utilize detention. 18 since last July. That's nearly over 9 months. And it's very rare that we see young people cut their bracelets. But when they do, we partner with BPD and we issue a warrant. And we work together to bring them back into compliance.
Again, deceiving, because 18 that actually cut off the ankle monitors, there are a lot of arrests that are made while they're wearing their ankle monitors. So I'd like to see that data point as well. And we have not seen that. So again, is she better than Schiraldi? I think marginally. I think it's a agency that's lost its way. I think if you're not going to be transparent, if you're not going to actually punish people and hold people accountable, then what good are you? And I think that goes for the Department of Juvenile Services there. But it is interesting. I think you can sense that the commissioner is getting very frustrated with the mayor and with the governor and with the DJS after his officers repeatedly run-ins with these utes that are allegedly on ankle monitors. Vinny Steele, spring selling season is here. If you think about selling your home, he's my number one recommendation because it's guaranteed. And after, of course, 9 years here on WCBM, I've been telling you about Vinny Steele with your home sold guaranteed realty because his results and guarantees are different. He sells nearly three times faster for 3% more than the average agent. And on a $400,000 home, that's about a $12,000 more in your pocket. He also has over 12,000 buyers in waiting, which means your home may already be sold. So he's helped thousands of families over 20 years in real estate. His upfront written guarantee is simple, powerful. He'll sell your home at 100% of market value, or he'll pay you the difference. When you're ready to sell your Maryland or lower Pennsylvania home, do your homework. Call Vinny, 410-799-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com. Coming up next, Baltimore Sun reporter on the end of the general insane asylum. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Tomorrow's the day. Islamabad the place. Vice President Vance to lead the U.S. delegation in peace talks with Iran. The talks come as a two-week ceasefire hangs by a thread. Israel and Hezbollah continue trading fire in Lebanon, and Tehran maintains control of the Strait of Hormuz. Ukraine's president says his country played a key role in the Iran war.
Ukrainian military personnel have shot down Iranian-designed Shahed drones in multiple Middle Eastern countries during the Iran war. President Volodymyr Zelensky says, describing the operations as part of a broader effort to help partners counter the same weapons used by Russia in Ukraine. Zelensky adds, Ukrainian forces took part in the active operations abroad using domestically produced interceptor drones, proven in countering Iranian-designed Shaheds. In exchange for this help, Ukraine's receiving weapons to protect its energy infrastructure, along with oil, diesel, and in some cases, financial arrangements. I'm Charles Trudezma.
Melania Trump says she's the victim of a smear campaign.
In a surprising and extraordinary White House event, the First Lady denied any association with Epstein.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
Melania Trump asserted that she was not friends with Epstein or his former girlfriend, but that they were in overlapping social circles. She said she and her attorneys were fighting back against allegations connecting her to the convicted sex offender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An ambush and an hours-long standoff has ended with the death of a sheriff's deputy and a suspect in Tulare County, California. It all started when police showed up to serve an eviction notice. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 17 points. NASDAQ futures up 33. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so here's the problem on the Beltway on the outer loop. It is a broken down vehicle before Security Boulevard. It's in that area where there's no shoulder available because of the ongoing construction. Right now, State Highway is headed that way, but there's nobody behind it. It's a silver vehicle with the flashers on. The people got out. They're behind the guardrail. That's always smart. But there's nobody there, no protection right now. You're backed up to Liberty Road. As you're coming south, you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill, get over in the center and the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny again today and a little milder, actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
44 degrees in Pikesville, 45 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Anthony Brown has announced that Maryland has reached a $2.2 million settlement with a tower painting contract that allowed lead paint debris to fall into Baltimore neighborhoods. Skyline Tower Painting was hired to repaint the TV Hill broadcast tower, and it improperly chipped, scraped, and pressure washed lead paint from the tower without any containment. The lead chips fell into communities, parks, and storm drains around the tower site. Skyline and its president pleaded guilty to violating environmental laws December of 2025. And Fox 45 reports that a man is dead after a shooting Thursday morning in the Darnestown area of Montgomery County. Officers were called to the 12,000 block of Carrington Hill Drive around 5:55 a.m. They found the man inside a home with gunshot wounds. And Apple announced that its Towson Town Center location will close June 11th, citing the departure of several retailers from the mall and declining conditions. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 110. The pick 4, 3264. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The O's trying to invigorate an offense that ranks 21st in the league in runs scored, averaging less than 4 per game. Manager Albin has tinkering with that lineup a bit before the series closer in Chicago.
the same four hitters are hitting at the top. It's just something we've been talking about internally, what that would look like. You know, and also we've kind of been seeing how teams have been deploying their bullpen against us.
The four hitters that Albernez is talking about, which he's moved around in the order, Henderson, Ward, Rutschman, and Alonso. Shane Boss taking the hill tonight at 7:15 p.m. as the Birds open a three-game set against the Giants at Camden Yards. First week of the Ravens' voluntary offseason program concludes today. At the end of the day, attendance turned out to be pretty good. No official count of the number of players present has been released, but tight end Mark Andrews has been pleased.
For us to be here, I think it speaks volumes to just the attitude, the determination, the focus levels of everybody within this organization, and again, the excitement to have everybody here.
Workouts resume on Monday. And finally, the strange saga of UMBC head men's lacrosse coach Ryan Moran came to an abrupt end yesterday when he was informed his contract will be terminated. This coming one day after Moran informed the current team parents that UMBC presented him with two options. One, resign, retain his benefits, and receive pay through the end of the season, a choice that would preclude future legal action against the school, or two, be terminated immediately, which would preserve his right to pursue legal remedies. Moran refused to resign. Coming up in 30 minutes, a baseball streak that no one talks about. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Yeah, we're winding down into the last week of full week of the Maryland General Assembly, with Monday being Synodi, and we have a budget that's been passed, and we're going to check in with our partners over at the Baltimore Sun to find out what's the latest to come out of Annapolis. Joining us is Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim. Good morning, Mena. Welcome back.
Hi, Sean. Thank you so much for having me again.
No, it is our pleasure. So, again, the governor signs the budget, so almost $71 billion. And yet you had a piece along with Tinashe this week in which it seems to me that they did say that no new taxes, no fees. We'll get to that here in just a second. But the biggest concern is the structural deficits that are in the out years, and that the blueprint for the future is going to have to either be evaluated or adjusted. What are you hearing from both sides of the aisle on that?
Yeah, the blueprint, like you said, is on track to continue as it has been. And the GOP has obviously pushed for it to be scaled back. And the Democrats are maintaining that it's on track because they haven't done a mid-program audit. That audit will come out in December. And we're hearing that there will be, based on that audit, some changes made to the blueprint plan. We don't know what that would look like just yet. But yeah, that's the case with the blueprint. The structural deficit is obviously a problem that we have been, as economists told us this week, running into year after year, and will continue to run into year after year. And so how the General Assembly chooses to navigate that or mitigate those shortfalls is something that they will continue to deal with. Obviously, this year they fulfilled their promise of not raising taxes or hiking fees for Marylanders, but this budget very heavily relied on transferring funds or cutting funds into some programs or putting some of those financial burdens on local municipalities. And so they fulfilled their promise. The $1.4 billion of shortfall that we were seeing this year has obviously been closed. We'll just see what comes in future disclosures.
You know, on that point that you just made on the some of the costs being shared with local municipalities, counties, etc., is it possible that these counties could then raise property taxes to meet those shortfalls? So indirectly, taxes could go up?
I mean, in a sense, yes. There are obviously a lot of very, very concrete rules in the budget surrounding housing, housing development, and other forms of finance, like other forms of taxes or fees that local municipalities could add to local residents. But in theory, yes. It depends on what it's on a county to county basis. So Marylanders could potentially still see some increased fees depending on where you live in the state.
So these numbers that we're dealing with are sort of they're not concrete. They're not etched in stone yet, right? I mean, when do we get the final numbers on this budget?
The final numbers are out. They've been signed into law. So you can, I'm pretty sure you can check the language on the Maryland General Assembly website. But I think DLS will be out with some reports soon. The governor just signed the budget into law maybe 2 days ago. So maybe it's too early for DLS to come out with a comprehensive report. And the report also, they also come out with reports describing the structural deficit for future years. So I would be on the lookout for that as well.
Okay. More with Mena Ibrahim, Baltimore Sun reporter, in just a moment. We're going to talk about the Utility Relief Act because that thing has changed from yesterday when we were talking about it. So stay with us on that. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
That broken down vehicle still there, outer loop right before Security Boulevard. If you're coming down the west side from 795 and Liberty Road, when you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, which is a mile before the ramp at Security Boulevard, you have to get out of the right lane. This area has no shoulder available if you break down, and they're sitting there on the right side. And most of these guys don't see it till they're right up behind it. So, again, try to get to the center and the left-hand lane when you get to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. The last time I happened to check, let me just go back real quick and look. I think it was still back to at least Liberty Road and maybe even beyond. Yeah, it's backed up even beyond Liberty Road. Get over to the left as soon as you can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, milder today, low 70s, tonight low 50s with a few rain showers. The rest of the weekend looking pretty dry and nice. Sunny on Saturday, upper 60s, near 70 on Sunday. It's mostly cloudy right now, 48 in the Middle River and 47 in Stevensville. On our newsmaker hotline is Baltimore Sun reporter Mena Ibrahim. Mena had another piece this week on the Utility Relief Act. That is this energy bill that was passed the House, then went over the Senate, then has to go to a committee to hammer out their differences. It is my understanding from your piece that it looks like the House version is going to carry the day. What can you tell us?
Yeah, so we know that obviously these versions started out identical before they went to both chambers and have since diverged quite a bit. The Senate version is... it does seem like the House, the final version will look nearer the House version more than the Senate's version. The Senate has taken up several Republican-led amendments and been a slightly more aggressive in its approach to combating energy and affordability for folks. So it does seem like those aggressive approaches have been tamed down a little bit, but the piece from the Senate version that is carrying over is this piece about data centers and how the state plans to mitigate those rising costs that are increasing from the demand from data centers that are coming to our state.
And I know the ratepayers are most interested in hearing if there's any relief coming their way. You have been reporting that the $150 in annual relief for the ratepayer, is that on a income sliding scale? Is that, do you have to qualify for that in order to get that relief?
Yeah, so what they did, instead of offering rebates, because the governor, when he unveiled his energy policy in January had essentially said everybody gets $40 back to their on their utility bills. But now the General Assembly's approach kind of kept those $40, but they combined four other programs to make it so Marylanders get $150 in relief, at least $150. They also added a provision that would be income-based assistance. And so that would be, depending on your income level, you could get up to $1,400 per year for qualifying households. The technicalities of what makes you a qualifying household or what income level you have to be in order to get to that top threshold has yet to be, the language has yet to come out. The energy bill, obviously, the ironed out version is not public yet. Hopefully that comes within the next few days, but it means at least 150 for every household back to their, that they'll see $150 back on their utility bills in relief, and then up to $1,400 annually.
Yeah, and what happened with the what happened with the Empower program? I'm guessing it was not eliminated. Did they scale it back? What happened with Empower?
Yeah, so what we're hearing is that it's a temporary pause. It hasn't been eliminated altogether, as Republicans had hoped, but it is a temporary pause, scaling back some of those greenhouse gas reduction requirements that it called for, and it seems like Democrats are positive that some relief will come out of that. Republicans are more skeptical, and obviously climate groups are saying that it will do the inverse. It will raise utility costs more than expected.
So in the waning minutes, of course, they're still in session throughout the weekend until Monday. Any bills that have snuck through here at the last second?
Yeah, so obviously, Sean, as it goes every year, there will be a ton of bills that sneak in come Monday, right before the deadline. It's just what we've been seeing every single year. But right now, we obviously know Kenai's Law, which is the foster care protection bill, and the cell phone ban in schools are on the governor's desk waiting to be signed. There's this energy package that we're waiting for. That's not a sneak to anybody, but some immigration bills have kind of made their way back to the forefront in these final few days. So the Senate had passed earlier in the session a masking bill, making it so law enforcement couldn't and ICE agents couldn't wear masks in the state. That has kind of stalled in the Senate, but we're seeing it creep back up. The Community Trust Act has kind of emerged, getting new legs. There are a lot of county-specific bills, and then this legislation that comes out pretty regularly each session at the end about banning Glocks and rifles and other types of semi-automatic weapons has also kind of emerged as a new talking point. Whether any of those make it to the very end, make it to the governor's desk, is still to be seen, but we have about 3 working days left, so we'll see what comes out.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 3 days, that's for sure. Mena Ibrahim, Baltimore Sun reporter, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great weekend. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour, and back with us is Vinny Steele once again, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. When we had you in the studio last time, you were talking about the best way to price a home, which I would think is really important, especially now in the peak of the spring market.
Yeah, Sean, I do remember that. We call it our pricing strategy, and it involves positioning your home correctly in the proper search bracket so you're marketing to the right buyer. Positioning your home just $1 higher can throw you into a bracket where you're marketing to the wrong type of buyer.
And when you say the wrong type of buyer, are you talking about buyers looking for specific features that your home may not have?
Yeah, that's certainly part of it, Sean. You know, knowing what buyers are looking for in a specific price category and then making sure that your features line up with your price is more of a science than guesswork. I was talking to one of our customers earlier this week, and they were telling me about the agent that came in before me that was there for about 10 minutes before she came up with the suggested list price.
10 minutes. That doesn't leave a lot of time to understand the unique features of a home and how much money it could potentially bring in this market.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. You know, I agree. You know, all the unique features of a home add to the value. Even if your home is not in pristine condition, you know, we're able to focus on the features that add value and appeal to the greatest number of buyers. You know, the more interest that you create for your home based on its unique appeal are going to absolutely put dollars in your pocket.
Now, and because you're so detailed, you can provide a more accurate estimate of what a buyer would be willing to pay in today's market.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're able to do that because we have to do that because we actually guarantee your price. While other companies are going to guess, make empty promises, we'll guarantee our performance and price upfront in writing so you know exactly what to expect. So if you're thinking about making a move this year, would like to get a free home evaluation in order to find out an accurate value for your home, you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Or VinnySteo.com has been another great place.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Vinny, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thanks, Sean. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, have a good one. 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour. Coming up after the 8:30 news, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House. We're going to talk about some of those immigration bills that Mena had just mentioned from the Baltimore Sun. We're also going to talk about the pay increase for the Baltimore County Council and much more. So that's Delegate Nino Mangione going on the House right after the 8:30 news. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And this just in, $270 million Medi-Cal scam has just been uncovered by the Fraud Task Force. Pharmacy bills for drugs that patients never received. We had the hospice fraud at first. Now this is another. California is just a you-know-what show. And Gavin Newsom and his really weirdo wife, they took their eye off the ball, either intentionally or not. 8:23 traffic weather on the threes. A man who never takes his eye off the ball, especially if it's a little white thing that he hit on the grass. Chuck Whitaker.
And Tom Levin has thrown down the gauntlets, challenging me to a match.
Oh, a golf match?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that
one at Sparrows Point and one at Brooksville Country Club. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, one at each, or?
Yeah, he wants to have a challenge. Winner take all.
Okay, we'll have to come up with some interesting prizes.
I said, well, here's the problem. I have it all. I don't need it. I don't need to play with him.
But just for fun, then. For bragging rights.
If I'm around him, I never have fun. That's the problem. So I can get these in because he has no retort.
That's right.
I know he's listening. That's something.
All right, Chuck, what's up?
State Highway truck is now behind this broken-down vehicle with the arrow board, so at least there's some pre-warning now, blocking the right lane outer loop before Security Boulevard. The backup is all the way back to 795, so you still have to come down through Liberty Road, get down to the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, get to the center and the left-hand lane. Big backup, 20-minute delay on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a gorgeous Friday. Sunny, mild, low 70s. Overnight temps in the low 50s. And then, of course, maybe a few rain showers overnight. But dry by tomorrow morning. And then a gorgeous weekend will unfold. We're looking at sunshine and in the upper 60s on Saturday to near 70 on Sunday. Right now we have 47 in Glen Burnie. And it is a 46 in Owings Mills. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, it is time for America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Well, one day after surrendering to Union General Ulysses S. Grant, Confederate General Robert E. Lee addressed his army for the last time on this day, April 10, 1865. He said, and I quote, "After 4 years of arduous service, marked by unsurpassed courage and fortitude, the Army of Northern Virginia has been compelled to yield to overwhelming numbers and resources. I need not tell the brave survivors of so many hard-fought battles who have remained steadfast to the last that I have consented to the result from no distrust of them. I determined to avoid the useless sacrifice of those whose past services have endeared them to their countrymen. I bid you an affectionate farewell." And on this day, April 10, 1942, the day after the surrender of the main Philippine island of Luzon to the Japanese, 75,000 Filipino and American troops captured on the Bataan Peninsula began a forced march to a prison camp. During the infamous trek known as the Bataan Death March, the prisoners were forced to march 85 miles in 6 days with only one meal of rice during the entire journey. By the end of the march, which was punctuated with atrocities committed by the Japanese guards, hundreds of Americans and many more Filipinos had died. The day after Japan bombed the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor, the Japanese invasion of the Philippines had begun. Within a month, the Japanese had captured Manila, the capital, and the U.S. and Filipino defenders of Luzon were forced to retreat to the Bataan Peninsula. For the next 3 months, the combined U.S.-Filipino army under the command of the U.S. General Jonathan Wainwright held out impressively despite a lack of naval and air support. And finally, on April 7th, with his army crippled by starvation and disease, Wainwright began withdrawing as many troops as possible to the island fortress of Corregidor in Manila Bay. Of course, in the Philippines, homage is paid to the victims of the Bataan Death March every April on Bataan Day, a national holiday that sees large groups of Filipinos solemnly rewalking parts of the Death March. And that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up after the 8:30 news, Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the house. Stay tuned for our Loser of the Week. That's coming up at the very end of the program. We've got audio evidence of our loser. Boy, it's a good one. You want to stay tuned for that. And, of course, love to hear from you as well. We also have our feel-good news segment of the day today involves U.S. farmers. It's coming up at 8:30. Time for our latest news headlines. Once again, with the update, here is Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A former Anne Arundel County police officer has pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death. Alexander Rodriguez entered the guilty plea in exchange for a sentence of 5 years in prison with all but 120 days suspended, 2 years of supervised probation, and 100 hours of community service. In addition, he has agreed to not seek a career in law enforcement. In 2024, Rodriguez was involved in a high-speed chase of a motorcycle that went through Anne Arundel, Prince George's, and Howard counties, where the rider crashed and was killed. Rodriguez did not notify anyone about the pursuit or crash and left the scene to continue his shift. Two people and their dog have been displaced after a fire broke out in their Millersville home on Thursday. Firefighters were called to the 1100 block of Nicholas Court shortly after 5 p.m., and when they arrived, they found heavy flames coming from the roof and garage areas. Kwasi and Fume has introduced the Power for the People Act to ensure that data centers are held responsible for the high cost of their electricity demand. And Fume says data centers are huge energy consumers, and the demand is placing increased strain on the electric grid. And a serial dine and dasher has been targeting Baltimore and Harford County restaurants. The Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office has identified the suspect as 57-year-old Randy Michael Nelson of Montgomery County. Area restaurants have taken to social media to post images of the alleged suspect, who has allegedly hit Masoni's Italian Restaurant and El Salto in Perry Hall, Town Grill and Pub in Joppa Town, and Island Spice Grill and Lounge in Edgewood. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barrowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
It's 8:33, time for the latest traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
Nice. So the west side now is loosening up. They cleared that vehicle. The state highway truck pushed him off the road on the outer loop and got him down to the ramp right there at Security Boulevard. So now that travel portion is open again for the traffic moving south from Liberty Road. It's still going to take another 5 to 10 minutes to clear itself out, and then all that traffic eventually has to go down to Route 40 and then down the hill towards Frederick Road. But we are on the move once again, and the speeds are up at Security Boulevard and I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, bright and sunny again today, and a little milder, actually, with highs headed for the low 70s. Tonight, temperatures fall back into the low 50s. More sunshine on Saturday with highs in the spring-like upper 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Couple of O's batting averages to take note of 12 games into the season, and again, only 12 games. As they prepare for the Giants tonight at 7:15, Pete Alonso hitting 188, Colton Cowser's at 182, Sam Bisaccia 167, and Kobe Mayo at 133. The quartet, a combined 22 of 130 at the plate, two home runs, only six driven in. Manager Albernaz asked specifically about Alonso, who's hit the ball on the nose often, but right at somebody.
Yeah, unlucky is a good way to put it. You know, the other team has positioning numbers too that we play, so they put them in the right spot. But
Alonso's average exit velocity this year is higher than last year when he hit a career high 272 and mashed 38 home runs. Elsewhere in baseball tonight, Shohei Ohtani looking to extend an impressive streak. Two-way Shohei has reached base safely in 43 consecutive games going back to last season, tied with none other than Ichiro himself for the longest on-base streak ever for a Japanese-born player. Still a long way to go, though, to break the MLB's all-time streak held by none other than the splendid splinter, Ted Williams, 84 consecutive games on base. While Rory McIlroy was basking in his opening round 67 at the Masters and a share of the first round lead, the news wasn't as cheery for Freddie Couples. Playing in his 41st Masters, the 1992 champion endured a quadruple bogey 9 on 15. Traditionally the third easiest hole on the course, hitting it into the drink twice. Couples, on the brink of being eliminated, finished at 6 over 78. Happy heavenly birthday today to two of the most popular football broadcasters ever.
And boom, the ball's there. Boom, we cross him. Boom! You know, like they do in wrestling. Boom! Boom! Right there. That's a wham block.
Talking about the great John Madden, of course. Born on this day in 1936. He passed away in 2021. And then how about this guy?
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Dandy Don Meredith, part of the original Monday Night Football broadcast team, born on this day, April 10th of 1938. Happy terrestrial birthday today to baseball's Ken Griffey Sr., turning 76, and former Orioles center fielder Mike Devereaux is 63 years old today. On this day in sports history, we take you back 113 years to the day, April, what is it? 10th, 1913, the New York Highlanders, who used to be the Baltimore Orioles, play their first game as the Yankees. They lose 2-1 to the Washington Senators. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week in Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:37, 23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Well, we're winding down, and I know one delegate who's probably happy about it all. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the House. Good morning, Nino.
John, good morning. Yes, I'm very excited. Monday is the last day. Another tough session, as usual, dealing with the Democrat supermajority in this past 90 days. It's been a real challenge, but it has been for 8 years. But I will say it's been an honor to represent the people of North Baltimore County, District 42. And, you know, I just have met so many great peoples over the year representing them as delegate. And we'll see what happens in the future as I run for Baltimore County executive.
Wait a minute. There it is. Bells and whistles. Bells and whistles going off.
No, Pat Dyer for county executive, Baltimore County Council.
Okay. We'll let you pass on that one. All right. So let's talk a little bit about... I understand there's some last-minute shenanigans going on with some of these immigration bills. What can you tell us?
Well, actually, Sean, there's still some last minute, but really it's been the entire session.
Right.
And that's what's killed me here is that this idea to constantly, it's happened for 8 years, where they put the illegal aliens over the American, or the Maryland and American citizen, really, both. We have the Maryland Democrats and the supermajority here, Sean, they pushed 43. Think about that, 43 different immigration bills. It's the most they've done in 15 years, and they're all an attack, really, on President Trump and his efforts to actually fix our illegal immigration problem, which Maryland has one of the biggest illegal immigration problems in the state, and we're not a border state, but that's because of these failed policies have welcomed illegals from all over. It's why the other day you discussed on your show about these illegal aliens, the drug bust. I mean, we've seen the violent murders, like, you know, Rachel Morin, Kayla Hamilton, et cetera, committed by illegal aliens. These type of policies invite some of these thugs into our state. But nearly half of those bills that they put forth out of the 43, nearly half of them were designed to really just go against ICE, limit law enforcement cooperation with ICE. And it's all based on politics, and it should be based on public safety. It's not. And Governor Moore already signed one of the biggest pieces that was banning local law enforcement from entering into the 287G agreement. That is a terrible bill. It's a problem that would have simply, and we talked about it extensively for this 90 days, just allowing local law enforcement to work directly with ICE. That door basically now is closed. They have, but it's not just law enforcement. You know, here's one they had that they passed earlier this session in the House, I know for sure. I'm sure the Senate is going to if they have not already. But it just makes it easier for illegal aliens to qualify for in-state tuition. That cuts their taxpayer requirements for their parents from 3 years down to two where they file their taxes. Sean, I have my friend Ben in Hereford. He is an extremely successful guy. Pays a fortune in taxes. His son, excellent student athlete at Hereford, took the SATs, did very well. He didn't get accepted into one of the state's flagship schools. He's got to go pay out-of-state tuition, a fortune, to send his kid to college. Good grades, Marylander, pays a fortune in taxes. But here comes the illegal aliens getting another right and making it cheaper for them, while Maryland families struggling all across, especially with education. Nope, they're lowering the barriers for these illegals. I mean, it's unbelievable. You have to ask if this is more of these policies are just further going to jeopardize how Donald Trump looks at Maryland. I mean, is it going to have more federal consequences here? So Maryland, again, deciding, clearly choosing a path that they're not going to cooperate with federal law enforcement, more benefits for illegals. It's a shame. And they did this all session long. And every year for the last 8 years that I've been in Annapolis, they have pushed immigration policy where we further see illegal alien problems in our state. That's not saying that everybody that's here illegally is a gangbanger or a drug dealer, but the fact is the numbers continue to grow of illegal aliens. We see situations where they are parts of gangs, MS-13. It's not just in PG County and areas like that. We've seen it now in Baltimore County, and it's an absolute shame.
Yeah, it really is. And the Community Trust Act last night in the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee, apparently on a 62 vote, they passed an amended version of that, which it's going to prevent ICE notification in local law enforcement and jails before convictions without a warrant. So if they picked up somebody that is in charged with, you know, a serious crime, and they're even before they go to a trial. And look, these are people that would be in the country illegally, and they know they're in the country illegally. It prevents, it prohibits local law enforcement from calling ICE or placing a detainer. And the fact of the matter is we've got local law enforcement, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese is saying, I promise you I'm not paying attention to this bill. So it's setting up a confrontation between the Maryland General Assembly and local law enforcement. And then they passed that thing in the budget where they're going to take money away from it.
I was going to say, they put it in a budget amendment to jeopardize public safety and public safety dollars. All for what, Sean? For what? For illegal aliens? And in these cases that are committing further criminal acts other than being in the country illegally? How does that improve public safety? How does that make it better for the citizens of this state to go about living their lives on a daily basis when their elected representatives are basically saying, we're going to do everything we can in Annapolis during this 90-day session to protect illegal alien criminals? It's absurd.
Indeed it is. All right, 8:43, traffic, weather on the threes. More with Delegate Nino Mangione on the House in just a moment. First, an update on what's happening with the great big grudge match. We're getting a lot of folks interested in this. Apparently, Poly Markets is already starting to accept wagers on whether it would be Big Tom Levin versus Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Well, we have to have some influence locally, and I know the management team at WCBM has an influence at Hayfields and also at Turf Alley Country Club, so...
All right.
That may be my course if I come up.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if that happens.
I'm begging, Nino, if you're listening.
Morning, Chuck.
I'm groveling, Nino. You know how it is.
All right, what's happening?
The broken-down vehicle's been gone. Outer loop near I-70 has been gone for a while. A little slow yet between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. It's going to take another 10 minutes or so for all of that to work its way down. I'm looking at 95 northbound in Harford County. Construction is underway. They do this during the day, and they block a lane, 76-mile marker at Route 24. They have a delay there for at least a mile. Nothing in Annapolis major, but there is some fog that is shrouding the Bay Bridge right now from both sides, from the Kent Island side and over into Sandy Point. So right there, you may have a little bit of concern. Just watch your speed there on both sides of the roadway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, milder today, low 70s. Right now, 49 and cloudy in Glen Burnie, and it is 49 in Middle River. And with us once again on our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione, as we go on the House. The body that you are running and campaigning for, the Baltimore County Council, voted earlier this week. No more part-time pay for the county councilman. From here on out, it's all going to be full-time pay. Your thoughts on that, Nino?
Yeah, Sean, actually, I just saw that story. The taxpayer, I mean, it's a major story for Baltimore County, and really the taxpayers in the county are getting abused again, this time by politicians, and the council members resoundingly, really, I mean, rejected this opportunity here to go back to part-time compensation. I guess, what was it, Julian Jones, who kind of got called out for his vote, and before his prime, trying to undo it, he got caught, I guess you could say. But he couldn't even get what's called a second to push the bill so where it would be introduced, which means it didn't have enough votes to even get put to a vote. So, and you've talked about this before, but this is all based on that, you know, the council members in 2024 included that charter amendment about the size of the council, and they had that provision that would be where compensation for a full time, even though the workload's actually being reduced because you're adding two more people. So the clause, I mean, we make this point, I've made it in Annapolis, they had this clause for the full-time job or part-time job when they went did the referendum. They're always written in ways that are confusion. Well, basically what this does is leave the door open for the job to – there was an opportunity here to have the job go back to part-time. Unfortunately, it didn't. They're going to have a doubling – well, potentially a doubling of the salary. And this is a serious issue, and everybody that's running in this campaign should have to answer whether or not they think the salary should be doubled. And shockingly, my opponent, her name is Shawn McIntosh, came out in an interview where she praised the salary increase. I mean, this is about service to me, Shawn. It's about actually having an impact in our community in a positive light. She's going around touting a pay increase for politicians. I mean, I'll never vote to raise my pay or benefits, period. End of discussion on that. But yeah, it was an opportunity to, you know, actually work for the taxpayers. Instead, it was the wrong decision, and it's a shame because Baltimore taxpayers, again, Baltimore County, I should say, abused here.
Well, you can tell by the vote or lack thereof that for those candidates that are in it for to serve the public and those that are in it to serve themselves. And again, we've seen this a lot in Baltimore County, this self-dealing, whether it's the county executive level or whether it's the county council level with the Golden Parachute Bill by Wade Catch and the rest of them. So we do need some fresh blood, that's for sure, at the county council, and that remains to be seen. I had another story I wanted to mention to you, is because it's in your district, in your area, is apparently the Apple store at Towson Town Center, which was a union shop, they closing up, or what's going on with them?
Sean, everybody I come across is so disappointed with what's happened to Towson. It's very sad. I mean, this is very close to me. I went to Calvert Hall, which is in Towson, obviously. I went to Towson University, lived in the Towson neighborhood. Towson's always been close to me. This is a huge blow to the future of Towson. It's so damn sad to see this. Another major employer. I mean, Apple, Sean, that's the biggest company in the world. And they're basically saying, yeah, we've had enough with Towson. And you're right, no surprise at all, it didn't help things. The first unionized Apple retail location, I believe, in the whole country. Why the hell they're unionized? But they claim part of it, Sean, is declining conditions at the mall. And it's not, I mean, Apple's obviously the biggest player, but there are some other very big companies. I think Tommy Bahama and Banana Republic were some that already left or were leaving, major companies. And this isn't a total mystery, or it shouldn't be. This is what happens. And let's be honest, too, that this comes down from Annapolis, where the policies here, crime tolerated, youth violence is basically excused. We just saw the juvenile youth bill that lets these very violent offenders start out in the juvenile system. We've seen time and time again stories of these repeat offenders facing no real consequences. You have these young juvenile thugs taking over malls, like in White Morris. It's happened in Towson. Businesses obviously see this. The customers or potential customers. I talked to a lot of people who have a lot of disposable income who live not far, either in the Towson area, Lutherville area, and they all say, we're not going into Towson. And it is a damn shame. I don't say this for political points here. I was born, raised right in that area and lived in that area. I want it to do well. But people are not going there, and now not only businesses are leaving, but the biggest businesses. Of course, you layer the unionized part of it. I'll never understand. It's such a ridiculous idea. But this is what happens. It didn't happen overnight. It's failed policy. It's result of years of failed Democrat policies. And they, Annapolis, again, but the Baltimore County Council, Annapolis refuses to get serious, but what's Baltimore County Council doing, Sean? They're doubling their pay right now instead of fighting to keep these businesses like Apple and them here to try to make Towson a safer place to shop and work. They're out there, like you said, self-dealing. It's exactly why we need somebody like Pat Dyer. Pat Dyer for county executives is somebody that will look at ways to create economic growth, and number one is public safety. And we need more public safety in Towson, more in Baltimore County. We're hundreds of officers short. You can't keep these businesses here if you won't protect them. And you cannot expect companies to stay when leadership, whether it's from the top down. I mean, we hear from Westmore, right? What, no, leave no one behind. The very beginning of this interview, we're leaving the Maryland citizen behind and public safety behind. We've had terrible policies across the board when it comes to juvenile crime and being allowed to get away with crime in general, and that's what pushes out some of these businesses. Towson's deteriorated, and what do we see? Companies walking out the door. This is what failure looks like. We're all paying for it. And we need to, I mean, it's, I hate to be leaving after 8 years of my voice, but at the same time, it's a new challenge because something needs to change in Baltimore County.
You're absolutely right on that. Listen, on the House, we'll do it again next week and get a wrap-up of the session. Thanks, Nino. We'll talk to you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sean. Have a great weekend.
All right, it's 8:51, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, last week it was the Easter egg roll at the White House on Monday. Over 97,000 eggs were donated to feed more by Dutt and Wagner and Green Valley Poultry Farms in Virginia. That's only one instance of the plan to get to the food to those in need. So U.S. farmers, are you ready for this? Donated 6 million eggs during Easter and Passover holidays. Proud to give back to Americans. The incredible food machine called the United States Farmer is just amazing when it comes to producing food and foodstuffs for Americans. So if you see a farmer, thank a farmer today because they're doing great work at the local level all the way through some of the bigger farms in the Midwest. And that is our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. More great news from Town Appliance in Owings Mills as they're having their 47th anniversary shopping event going on right now. It's the perfect time to upgrade your appliances and stay on budget. Choose from over 70 top brands, including Frigidaire Professional. Stop in and see Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you find the perfect fit for your home and walk you through flexible financing options. They're open every day but Saturday. Visit townappliance.com. Click the anniversary giveaway banner for your chance to win a brand new coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
WCBM Baltimore.
8:53, time once again for traffic and weather on the threes. Wait a minute, I'm just getting a photo here. Let's see. This is from Tom. He says, it was fun this morning, thank you. Oh, wait a minute. I can't say that. I can't say that. And I can't say that. So, something about...
I'll reply to him.
Something about you needing strokes or something, I'm not sure.
That's it.
All right.
Told him. I said, I'm an old man, I need strokes.
You wrote, I need strokes, I'm old and retarded.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay.
I've admitted it publicly.
All right. Yes, you have now. All
like
right.
That makes any difference, Mr. Casey?
We're going to work on the big grudge match. After the Masters is over, we'll hopefully have an answer. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
The west side outer loop now has cleared out, completely gone now, 795 down through I-70, so that's good news. We were backed up just because of a broken down vehicle in that area of the Beltway that has no shoulder available. If you're coming up the JFX, Cold Spring Lane through Northern Parkway, report of an accident there on the right side. That could be a problem as well. As you're coming up from downtown, heads up after Cold Spring Lane on the northbound side. Tunnels are good, no problems at all. Construction delays, Harford County, they're blocking a lane northbound I-95 at Route 24. Have a good weekend. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right, well, wait a minute, just a second. You said that you beat Tom and that you were a better golfer than Tom. Right. Why would you need strokes?
Well, because I'm much older now.
So? I mean, you have a handicap. He has a handicap. Everybody has a handicap.
Well, as long as I get whatever I need to make sure it's a fair fight. And he hits from the blue tees. I hit from the white tees.
All right. Well, we'll have to come up with some ground rules.
Actually, as much of a woman as he is, he should hit from the red tees.
All right. Oh, we got Kim here now. She's a golfer, too. So, Kim,
we'll get her to play, too. We're going to force them.
Yeah. One might say I have more than one handicap on my side, though, so I don't know.
Anybody who plays with Chuck already starts with a handicap.
Starts with a handicap, yeah. I believe it.
All right, Chuck.
I thought you liked me. What's going on?
I do.
Have a great weekend, Chuck.
All right, guys.
Fox 45, sunny, mild today. Low 70s right now. 50 in Dundalk, 48 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. What you got coming up on the show?
Oh, man. Well, you know, here I was just, you know, driving back from D.C. yesterday, Sean, and people were telling me that there was a True Social post that I had to check out.
Oh, my God.
I saw it, and I saw that President Trump went scorched earth.
Yes, he was.
On the anti-Israel crew, and I am so happy that he finally did it. Now, apparently...
Did the name Candace Owens come out in bold for you?
You know, it really did, especially where it said crazy Candace Owens. I said, he knows her better than I do at this point. So, of course, we're going to talk about that today. I think we're going to start the show talking about that today. So I'm excited to do that. Also, we've got Chris Burnett running in CD6. He's going to join us at 9:35 a.m. to talk about the latest updates out of Iran, what this is going to look like over the weekend. Obviously, he has some experience here. So we'd love to know what they plan to talk about with these negotiations. And then we have Alex Harlan. He'll join us. I believe he'll be in studio at 10 o'clock. And we're going to talk about the Maryland Young Republicans. So he's part of the YRs. And I've been wanting to know, how do they feel about our gubernatorial race? Are they supporting a specific Republican at this point in time?
Well, it'd be interesting. You say they should let all the Republicans make their case and stop cherry picking like the big part of the MDGOP does.
But. Yeah. So we'll talk to Alex as well. And then also, did you see that video from Hunter Biden?
Oh, yes, the challenge.
I hope he hasn't relapsed, because why else would you say such a thing?
I would love to bet heavy on either Don Jr. or Eric against the crackhead. I think that'd be over in seconds.
Well, Eric is so tall. You know this.
Yes, yeah.
His wingspan. Right. I mean, Hunter wouldn't have a chance.
He put his hand on his head and he would flail, you know?
I know. Well, anyways, we'll talk about all that.
All right, Kim's coming up next.
Thanks,
our loser of the week is unhinged George Conway. As he tears up as he admitted blowing his children's inheritance on defeating Trump.
I was asked by a friend of mine who raises money for Democrats to speak at a big Democratic fundraiser for what was then the Biden Victory Fund. And I remember I was actually driving out to my friend John Gardner's house out in Maryland. And I was thinking about, well, how much money should I give to the Biden campaign for this thing where I'm going to be the headline spokesperson and asking other people to give, you know, and I thought I'd give, you know, a lot of money, but a reasonable amount of money. And then I started thinking about it and it's like, you know, I mean, this is supposed to, it's money that my kids would otherwise inherit. And I started thinking about that. So what am I going to give? And then I just thought about it. Well, what do I want my kids to inherit? And I literally was in tears. I pulled over to the side of the road and I was in tears thinking about this. It's like, I want my kids. It makes me misty-eyed even today. I want my kids to inherit a democracy. It's more important than money, and that society about them.
Yeah, $928,000 donation he took away from his children to try to defeat Trump. Oh, TDS, what a loser. Unreal. 859, Law Office of Michael A. Freeman wanted me to remind you that, again, the best insurance against or best defense against your serious accidents resulting in serious injury is your insurance. So make sure you get your insurance policy out, review it, make sure you got proper coverages from uninsured to underinsured. Uninsured means a motorist that hits you with no insurance. Underinsured means they don't carry enough insurance for liability and so on and so forth. So get them out, review them. Have any questions, call Michael. He'll be more than happy to review it, suggest what you should need, including your personal injury protection as well. And that is at least a good start, is making sure that your insurance covers you and protects you from other serious threats of the uninsured. Call Michael with any questions, 410-363-6848, online, maflaw.com. And we're back on Monday at 6. Until then, God bless. No, we're back... Yeah, Monday at 6. I forgot what day it was there for just a second. All right, back on Monday at 6 here on CBM. Until then, God bless.